Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to a very special midday episode of Red Pill News. Very pleased to say that joining me today, former White House staffer and founder of Marco Polo and the publisher of what is the most comprehensive report on the Hunter Biden laptop, Garrett Ziegler is here today. And we're going to be talking about probably a number of things, but certainly foremost among them will be the crimes of the Biden family. This is, in no small order, a massive report, 634 pages, 459 alleged criminal acts. And right now it's in the hands of Congress. I believe it was the Judiciary Committee just yesterday released a report on the malfeasance of the FBI. And of course, how can they touch on that without also mentioning, in large part, the Hunter Biden laptop? Thank you very much if you're over there on Getter, Rumble, Odyssey. If you're on the website, if you're on the Foxhole or Pill.net, really appreciate you being here. Don't forget to like and share the broadcast. And let's get ready to have some fun. All right, do me a favor, sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn, because we're going to be right back after this. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. And please join me in welcoming my guest for the very first time, long time coming, Mr. Garrett Ziegler. Garrett, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for having me on. I look forward to this.
Awesome. I'm super excited. The Hunter Biden laptop is obviously a story that is very close to my heart. It was responsible for getting me deplatformed from YouTube and from Twitter. And, you know, the press has had nothing but scorn and derision for you for years. And now that the laptop story is out, the report is finally out, they are talking about it a little bit differently, but they still refuse to couch it in terms of the larger scandal. It's more about the supposed data breach of Hunter's private information. But that's not what happened, is it? I would love to know how you actually became involved with the Hunter Biden laptop saga.
The first time I saw the material with my own eyes, not through Twitter or, you know, the New York Post, was October 29th, 2020. And I had a copy, or I didn't get a copy, but I looked at a copy. I had a copy in front of me that came through Rudy Giuliani. You know, one copy was given to Chanel Ryan and Christina Bob at One American News. And I was looking, it was not in official time. This was after work hours. So all those who care about the Hatch Act, I personally think it's the stupidest statute in American history. But even if you agree with the Hatch Act, it was after work. I went there to the OAN headquarters to type in a particular set of terms that I was looking into with the potential sale of the 2013 sale of the Chicago Stock Exchange to the Chinese. Mm. And long story short, I didn't find much on the laptop concerning that. That must have been too much of a high IQ operation to a good hunter on. His stuff was very simple. Introduce this person to this person. You get 60K. The wire comes in through Rosemont. Joanne Meyer's going to handle it. So that was maybe a little bit too high IQ for Hunter. But mm-hmm. that's how I got involved on October 29th. I got a copy in December from Jack Maxey. Things went haywire. I sent him his copy back and then got a copy that was given not directly to me, but directly to another person by Bernie Carrick, who is sort of the consigliere to Rudy Giuliani. Mm-hmm. And so, and we put the chain of custody, because that's really, if you're talking with maybe a little bit sharper leftist people who don't believe in this, but at least have an IQ above room temperature, mm-hmm. they will talk about the chain of custody.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna direct your viewers to page, I think it is, hold on, give me 2 seconds. It's like page 579, I think, in the report. I know it's a tome, but it's what I've been doing. It took me about 4 months of research, 13 months of actual drafting and writing, 178,000 words on page 579 circa. We go to the chain of custody, how Marco Polo got this thing. And essentially, it is a Rosetta Stone. That's the analogy we've been using. JR on our team came up with that. I did not, but I've been pimping it out. What is the Rosetta Stone, Zach? It is a translation tool. We're not saying everything in America can be explained by what's on this device and the 200 gigabytes thereon, but it's a good start. If you want to know about Victoria Nuland, the person who's leading the coup in Ukraine right now, and who led the coup in the coup in 2014, she's mm-hmm. on there. I'm not saying emails directly from Victoria Nuland came to Hunter, but she is definitely referenced on that laptop. So mm-hmm. it's a fascinating thing. The scandal's all about Joe. Hunter's a sex trafficker. I can't say alleged now, as we lay it out. If you have a dispute with the content, you're having a dispute with latitude and longitude numbers, bank statements, email confirmation transactions. And so it's a story about Joe. Hunter, though, is probably the supporting actor. He is the bag man. He's what makes the family's estates possible. And so that's the background of how I got it. I got it. I was in the White House. I did not talk to Peter about this. Me and Peter, my old boss, Peter Navarro, had no coordination about this matter. But we're obviously paying attention because it concerns the Chi-Coms. That's what I care about mostly. If Hunter was doing shady business deals in Japan or the UK, it would be a little bit more manageable because we'd have some transparency on the other side of the table. With the Chi-Coms, there is none. If your cover gets blown with the Chi-Coms, you end up at the bottom of the Yangtze or in a prison. Right. And that's what happened to Ye Jingming, who was his key business partner.
I was actually going to ask, do you think that his disappearance and likely death was a direct result of his presence in the Hunter Biden laptop, or do you think that it came as a result of some other shady business dealing?
Well, this is a great question. I'm honored that you know not only who he is, but his whole backstory of how this guy disappeared. I've been beating the drum. He hasn't been heard of in over 4 years, disappeared in March 2018. Ye Jingming, at the time Hunter was interacting with him, was a 39-year-old billionaire, came out of nowhere, was basically the private arm, although there is no such thing as the One Belt, One Road initiative. And this is where it becomes a speculation on our part, and we make that clear in the report. We don't have direct evidence of why he was taken up into dust or into prison, as they say, for economic crimes. That's what the Chinaman calls it, economic crimes. Mm-hmm. We think it's a direct result of Patrick Ho getting arrested. Now, okay. Patrick Ho is another person in this saga, paid Hunter through CEFC $1 million to represent him. Hunter didn't spend a day in a court on his behalf. He was eventually convicted. But we believe, this is speculation again, I'm going to try to make that clear throughout the interview of when it's speculation versus when in the report we say, no, this happened. We think that Patrick Ho getting arrested blew the cover of the operation. And it's the last time I've been really proud of the federal government was when Patrick Ho did get arrested, because it was an obvious intel collection. He was obviously violating the FARA. He violated money laundering statutes. Again, not my opinion. This was found by a jury of his peers in the Southern District of New York, the most liberal district in the nation. Mm-hmm. And once Ho got arrested and he was put in the pen in the MCC where Ghislaine rotted for months and years, actually over a year, that made Americans, meaning the FBI, who I bet probably 13% of the agents are honorable. Mm-hmm. They started looking under the hood. And that would eventually lead to Ye Jianming, because Patrick Ho was Ye Jianming's deputy. He headed the NGO called CEFC NGO, mm-hmm. actually called the China Energy Fund Committee. You got to go to these websites, Zach. They're hilarious. They're basically Chinese cutting checks and glad handing with stupid Americans for $500,000 on clean energy and solar, while CEFC at the very same time is running dozens of coal-fired power plants in China, right? They yeah. weaken us internally, break us up at the sinews, and do the exact opposite thing in China because they know it works. It's really sharp. I never accused the Hans of being stupid.
No, not at all. This is something that I've definitely taken note of, and all of the useful idiots on the left here continue to crow about climate change and what the United States has to do to clean up the environment, but they completely ignore what these other nations do, and China in particular. I mean, it is filthy in China. I mean, the standard of living for their people, and oftentimes it's bad. The quality of the air is bad. The quality of the water is bad. And they don't care. They simply don't care. As long as they can do it cheaply and then weaken us at the same time, I mean, their goals are being reached.
Yeah, it's a very nuanced point. Most people don't pay attention to it about how they – I mentioned this in an interview a couple of weeks ago, but I wasn't very articulate in that interview on this matter, which is they, with a figurative stick, poke the fire of all of the divisions that we have in our country, mm-hmm. sometimes legitimate divisions. Like, yep. is killing a baby moral and just and should it be legal? That's a legitimate division. We can't wipe those away. However, what the Chi Coms do is they stick and all the embers just flare. Mm-hmm. And it's a, you know, how do I put this somewhat diplomatically? It is the only serious challenge we face, whether or not half of Ukraine becomes Russians, not in our national interest. And that's not my opinion. Every single American founder would agree with me. Mm-hmm. However, if they are teaching Mandarin in 2040 to all of students in New Mexico, you know, that is our interest. Mm-hmm. And so I think what happened to Ye, this is speculation, was Ho got arrested. It made the Americans look under the hood. All roads led to Ye. Chi Coms knew this. They basically disengaged with the Bidens for the time, although gave them their $5.8 million. Mm-hmm. And Ye was taken. His wife, this is going to be very important for your listeners. His wife, Ye Jianming's wife, that's Y-E. I have a pin here. I'm not going to show it. I'm not going to be Karl Rove for you. But I would urge all – he's so miserable. I'm going to urge all your viewers to – and disgusting. He's not even handsome.
Agreed.
I want all your viewers to go and look up this figure. Because if the Republicans are serious, and there's about a 20% chance that they are, based on history and just the comportment of the gentleman, if there's a 20% chance they're serious, if they are, they will investigate this guy's disappearance because he knows so much. Hunter bragged to Tony Bobulinski about how he was the very first guest in Ye's penthouse apartment where his wife still lives. I actually called just to give your viewers a background of what I did for the last year. I'm holed up in a wonderful Tudor home in Illinois, completely away from the swamp, completely away from everything, except I have fiber in it so I can talk to sharp folks like you and all my team. I've called everybody affiliated with this dude. I called his ex-wife, his son, who actually went to the same school as Barron Trump for a time in Manhattan. I called a painting contractor that sued the LLC that owns Ye Jianming's penthouse apartment, got his attorney on the line because he was suing the LLC that owned it because he slipped and fell and, you know, broke his hip or whatever in the penthouse apartment. And all they were doing was trying to get cash, right? Mm-hmm. This guy shouldn't have to pay, you know, 30 grand for a new hip when the Chi Com that owns it's worth $5 billion. So all that is to say is I got nowhere because the American who represented the painter didn't want anything to do with it. I said, you're on top of a rat's nest here. Now, I'm going to help you navigate that rat's nest by telling you who these figures are, like Gong Wen Dong, Mervyn Yan, Jackie Bao, Tony Bobulinski, James Gillier, Sanan Fukutrol. But he didn't want anything to do with it. And that therein lies part of our problem, Zach, is that some Americans just don't – they just want their cash. Mm-hmm. Don't involve me with Chinese espionage. I know I'm representing a client who's suing the wife of Hunter Biden's Chinese business partner. I just want my 10% cut. Don't bug me. And he never called me back. And this attorney, and I'll put a link up for anybody who wants to look into him, because he should be called. Mm-hmm. He served in the U.S. Marine Corps.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And I'm not saying that this guy's going to hell. My accusation is very tailored. I'm saying when push came to shove and he had a chance to do something very small for me, which is just get the contact information for Ye Jianming's wife, he didn't want to do it. And he didn't know me anything. I didn't know him anything. But it's that, you know, and that's why I'm so proud of some of Marco Polo's supporters, because he's had completely organic support. We've got no left-wing debunking articles. Nobody even wants to touch it. Cyberscoop, that tranny, Emma Best, who went from Michael to Emma, she won't even touch his report. She touched our email database, BidenLaptopEmails.com. 128,000 emails we put up, all small-dollar donations. Everybody can search it right now or download the entire cache. This is what they said. They said there's evidence of alteration of the emails. You know what we did, Zach? We didn't even change one subject line, one body of the email. Nothing was changed in 128,000 emails. All we did was change the file name of the email to put them in chronological order. So it's as if, like, for instance, an email coming from Joe to Hunter on, this isn't an exact date, but I'm using an example, on January 9th, 2011, the title of the email would be 2011-0109. That's what she's saying was alterate, was changed. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Semantics.
It is, and it's, yeah. It's nothing to do with the content. And yeah, all the title of an email, the title of a .eml file is simply the subject line of the email, which wasn't changed. So the subject line is still the same. So that is a liar. All lies come from Satan. And that person needs to be totally shamed. Mike Rothschild, Jonathan Crone, both are homosexuals. Rothschild probably, Crone we know of. They have to answer for their lies, because they spread lies to hundreds of thousands of people. And unlike G News, not George News, but the Chinese outlet,
right,
we didn't spread fake shit. So I know that was a 5-minute answer, but Ye Jianming, Patrick Ho, what I'm trying to say is the report all leads to that. There's like 35 pages on CEFC alone. If that's, you want to know what CEFC did, you got to read our report. It'll take you a week. And we're printing physical copies in Florida where you're at. We got a printer, but that's later on. That's not our first priority right now.
So I just want to go back to a point that you were making there. You know, this one man, you know, representing some, I guess, less than savory clients, by not taking action, by not assisting in a very small investigation, by looking the other way, I believe those people truly are responsible for the destruction of this nation, because what we seem to have is hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people with access, power, the ability to help get information out or to do an adequate investigation into the crimes contained in this laptop, or maybe put a couple of leads together for somebody like yourself, and they choose to not do it. And what happens? America continues to slide deeper and deeper into the socialist hellhole that the Chinese are hoping is going to come, so that they can eventually hit the shores of the United States, turn it into the breadbasket of the Chinese communist nation for the entire one world government that China eventually wants to run. And if they don't decide to do the right thing, if they continue to look the other way, then, you know, who's going to actually take the action? I mean, we've got good people like yourself. We've got incredible people out there in the alternative media. But at the end of the day, the people who really can do something are just choosing not to.
Yeah, you know, it's large and small ways. So this attorney from New York, he is, like you said, contributing to the demise in a very, very small way. And it's the lack of any effort. For example, let's say this guy, it's like, you know, my wife's a big leftist. I looked you up, and some shit lib reporter at Raw Story thinks you're a fascist. I'm not. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't believe in fascism. I don't believe in Nazism. Those are terrible political systems. They're not as bad as Bolshevism, but they're all bad. And so this attorney hypothetically says, Garrett, I can't help you, but I know somebody who will. And just don't tell them, like, even if they're just a little bit cowardly, but to help me out.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it, but it's just the wholesale no.
Yeah.
And I do think my group can take action in that we can sort of box Republicans in and say, we don't need to investigate this for two more years. There's two or three items in particular. We say these have to be subpoenaed, which is Joe's second iPhone that Hunter's firm, Rosemont Seneca, paid for years. And then there's a human trafficking front group called UberGFE.com, run by Ekaterina Moreva, who lives in Los Angeles, trafficking girls from Eastern Europe into the United States and all over the world, actually. Hunter used them for months on end. Even the mainstream conservative press, like the Washington Examiner, has touched on this. She needs to be one of the first people subpoenaed, because why? I'm not saying that she will hold the keys to restoring American prosperity. I'm saying that once you scare one little node or a big node, they typically have the opportunity, and they do rat on all the other folks.
Exactly.
So all we need is just one targeted jab that, not the Pfizer kind, but just one targeted kill strike. Yeah. And I think a lot of this will be taken care of.
No, I absolutely agree with you. There are numerous crimes that can be taken a look at here, but I think you're right. A couple of key ones like that, human trafficking, that's a lock. And I would like to know, how many people have you distributed these reports to since you guys published them? What was it, 2 weeks ago, something like that?
Yeah. We released it in the evening of October. I'm so glad we're doing this on Saturday, so some people can watch. I love – because we released our report at 6 p.m. and some people were like, you know, Garrett, you need to do it like everybody else does at 9 a.m. It's like, well, people aren't off work then. Normal people, right, who we're after. So we released it at 6 p.m. on October 19th, 2022. And we sent it to everybody in the Biden laptop. Over 4,000 contacts. We sent it to all of
them. Yeah. You sent it to Hunter's distribution list.
Yeah, all of them. We have a guy, his name's Brian. He's phenomenal on our team. Very good tech guy. Works as in his day job is a networking engineer, but also knows coding. He stripped all the emails from the 128. He stripped all the email addresses, I should say. We sent it to everybody at Archmere Academy, which is his high school. We sent it to all of his faculty colleagues at Georgetown. Hunter taught at Georgetown University. In fact, based on latitude and longitude data that Patrick Halley discovered in the Ashley Madison leak, Hunter set up his Ashley Madison account while in the premises of Georgetown University. Ashley Madison is that cheating site. So we sent it to everybody at Georgetown. We said, this is what your former faculty member, because he was an adjunct professor, teaching like literally lobbying. Can you imagine if you had a child, if you're watching this tonight, if you had a child and you paid money for them to go to Georgetown from like, I think, 2010 to 2013, you should demand some sort of refund, especially if they took a course by Hunter Biden. He shouldn't be teaching a 9-year-old baseball, let alone like high – so, like cerebral cortex functioning stuff. And it's not just because he's an addict. He's truly dumb. He can't, even when he's sober, because I got inside these people's heads, Zach. I read all their messages, all their correspondence. I know how Eric Schwerin would respond to Hunter based on a particular rant he's going on. I know how these people speak, their syntax. And even when he's sober, based on periods that he's admitted that he's sober, and we have no evidence to the contrary, he misspells basic words, and this guy apparently got a JD from Yale. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And remember, most people don't know this, but in the late 90s, Bill Clinton intervened on Hunter Biden's behalf from the Oval Office and called the dean of Yale Law School to try to get Hunter in. And even Bill Clinton couldn't. He had to go to Georgetown for 1 year and then transfer back in. Did you know that?
No, I was not aware of that. But when he was at Georgetown, was that when he smoked crack with
Marion Barry?
Yes.
On audio tape and a written note in his phone. So he's talking to Keith Ablow and he's like, you know, I actually smoked crack with Marion Barry. I swear to God. Wow. And I just bleep myself out.
That's good. But, that's fine.
you know, one thing that we realize is the specificity in this laptop. So Hunter didn't just say, Zach, that he smoked crack with Marion Barry when he was a student at Georgetown. He said, no. I smoked crack with Marion Barry in the bathroom at the Guards, which was an old restaurant. Mm-hmm. So what did I do? For like an hour, I said, where is this restaurant? I want to know the exact location. So if any left winger, if any debunker, if any Mike Rothschild, you know, limps into my life or tries to debunk it, can we say that Hunter wasn't lying? Sure enough, we found a Washington Post article in the aughts about the Guards finally closes. And Hunter was a student from 88 to 92 there. So everything's legit. Everything's real. Now, I'm not saying everything that's been put out about the laptop is kosher, but I am saying that everything we put in this report, it's 2,000 footnotes. We found 8 errors so far. 6 of them have been spelling mistakes. Mm-hmm. 2 others have been I put the wrong month on one of the footnotes. There's been no content disputes. So no disputes on something that definitively proves as a Florida conservative estimate, 459 violations of state and federal laws and regs. Not one real debunker has come out. That's not bragging. I'm saying that's a cumulative effort over a year to do this methodically, scientifically, and in a way that stands the test of time. And that's really our contribution. We can't go and arrest people. In one way, we're like a historical group where, you know, I went through, Zach, and it took me 2 weeks. I put every link in archive.ph or archive.org. Mm-hmm. So nobody who's mentioned in this report can go 404 and wipe the link. Because that's what they're doing. Multiple people have already deleted their Facebook accounts.
Right, right.
That we put in this report because they don't want any sunlight. They're like rats scurrying in the basement of a, you know, of a house that hasn't been occupied in a decade.
Yeah, yeah. So I really appreciate that exacting nature of your work. And obviously, I mean, I've been following this with fervor and glee, just waiting for this report to drop.
You and I have been talking for a year and I've kept delaying it. I wanted to have all my ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. I don't like being in a situation where I'm not completely on top of something.
And absolutely.
Finally, now I can find it's the proudest thing I've ever done. Usually projects in my life, even going back from dumb ones like your, you know, freshman year paper in college, you always think you can do more, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I could have done a little bit more. You know, there was a Saturday where I didn't do any work and I could have. This is the one of the first time, I think, along with the coup, along with the election fraud, where I can say I couldn't have done more. Mm-hmm. And it's all because I have that help. I have, you know, half a dozen other guys, 45 volunteers, and those guys range from, you know, 35 to 59. And so I'm filling in all the gaps in my own expertise based on my youth and everything else that, absolutely, you know, with other people. We have a private investigator. We have a lawyer. We have somebody who works in engineering. We have a sound producer or sound engineer. We have a graphic designer. All of these people I didn't know in November 2020. They were sort of like you. I didn't know you from Adam in November of 2020. Mm-hmm. And we were brought together by the key truth that this doesn't smell right. It was like my son in the living room and he has a dirty diaper and he's a cute little guy. But you're just like, dude, you've got to go to your mom. Like, there's something wrong here. That's the thing with the election. I didn't know exactly what was wrong right at the top. Richard Barron and the Fulton County election system proved that to me. Mm-hmm. Richard Barron got on live TV on C-SPAN and said, we have adjudicated over 106,000 ballots, which is totally illegal. It goes above what the adjudication rate allowable in Georgia. But all that is to say is all the people that contributed to Markipol, and I'm going to take 30 seconds to brag about them here, all those people saw my vision and they knew what we wanted to do with this dossier, a real dossier, not steal dossier where people are peeing on Trump in Moscow. That never happened. It was a total joke. This is a real dossier with footnotes and latitude and longitude coordinates and freaking bank transfers. And they all contributed to the cause. Eli specifically not only transcribed the Ashley Biden diary, which features in our report, we're the only group to transcribe it. The group National File courageously published it, which we love, but I couldn't read our chicken scratches very well. So I said, Eli, like, can you please take what, however long it's going to take and transcribe this thing for us? And he did. It's a beautiful job. I see it on Twitter all the time in the wild. People don't even know about our work, by the way. There's millions of people who don't know about me or our institute, mm-hmm, our group, but I'm fine with that because I see all of our stuff out in the wild. Like, somebody will post a screenshot or they'll attach the link and don't, you know, maybe they even hate me. You know what I really like? There was this guy from Georgia who does not like me because I said mean things about Maria Zach from Georgia. Mm-hmm. But for the past couple of months, I won't say his name because I have no reason. I don't publicly hit people that don't publicly hit me. And he has been sharing our stuff religiously, which I really respect him for, mm-hmm, because it shows that although he doesn't like my personality, he's a real man and says, ooh, I'm not going to let a personality dispute get in the way of verifiable criminality on behalf of the U.S. First Family. I mean, Joe's in the White House. It's a total joke. And, He's there, man. And he, and Hunter, by the way, if you think Hunter is just painting, not you, but a figurative you, correct. If you, anybody believes Hunter is just painting and is just doing his little, I'm not snorting blow here. This is how he paints. He like does that blow. It's
a Jackson Pollock ripoff.
Yeah. With, it's just so embarrassing with his little fat, cynophilic art dealer. If anybody thinks he's not involved, they haven't read our report. Hunter's, Hunter's staying in the Lincoln bedroom. Hunter's calling people on behalf of his pop. And his daughter, Hunter's daughter, Naomi, who is set to get married at the White House on the South Lawn in 2 weeks from today, November 19th. It's a Saturday. It's Saturday, year of our Lord, 2022. She's getting married in 2 weeks at the White House. She's living at the White House right now with her fiance. Wow. That's how these people live. Like everybody said, oh, weddings happen at the White House all the time. Zach, what are you talking about? No, they actually don't. The weddings at the Washington Compost are talking about are children's weddings. When the president has a child getting married, I can't remember the last time somebody's granddaughter got married at the White House or when a granddaughter lived at the White House, meaning I bet the whole family's there. I bet for weeks on end, that whole Biden clan is dirtying up the Lincoln bedroom because that's how they are. They, we compare them to a pack of hyenas, meaning if one of them gets a kill, the spoils go to all. Tony Bobulinski was bewildered by this behavior because Jim Biden just inserted himself into the Chinese deal. And Lord knows Jim Biden can't spell the word extremely correctly. What is he going to do? He can't even open up an Excel file. And I'm not even being mean to the guy. If you see these people's correspondence, you're like, Jim Biden, what is he going to, what is he going to consult on? Getting out of a DUI? Like there's...
You're so right.
He's nothing. When you talk about a serious enterprise, like a really tough business, like manufacturing in China, something I don't approve of, but let's just say it's a tough business because you got state subsidies, people are coming in, all this stuff. You know, the Tricoms want their business to succeed. The last person you're going to call is Jimmy Biden or Frank Biden for business help. They don't even know pivot tables in Excel. They're useless. No. So they're there for their brother's name. And I want to get sued by some of these figures because that means we'll get to discovery.
Discovery. That's right.
Yeah. And so that's why like Kevin Morris, Hunter's attorney, who threatened me and my group, told me to get lube and make sure I pick out my best outfit for jail. This is Hunter's personal attorney who paid his. If anybody's, you know.
Is this the one who paid the tax bill?
Yes. If anybody's watching this and just says Garrett's this haughty guy who nobody's paying attention to, Hunter's attorney paid his $2.8 million back taxes bill, which means he broke the law. He didn't pay his taxes when he needed to. He hates our group and they're constantly watched. He called our report a package of libels. Again, he didn't dispute one fact in it.
Right.
But this is a guy who infiltrated the set of a great Irish couple named Felim McAleer and Anne McElhenney. Flynn may be from Northern Ireland. I know they're weird about that over there. But they infiltrated the set and lied to the filmmakers about what their intentions were. So I hated that. So we catfished. There's a phrase that Joe loves to say based on Politico, Zach. They said – he always says this in the Oval. These aren't my words. Don't bullshit a bullshitter. Well, that's what Joe Biden says in the Oval Office. So what do I say to Kevin? Don't catfish a catfisher. So don't think that you can catfish this lovely, naive, foreign filmmaker couple and not get pushback from people like me. I don't know Flynn from Adam, really. I just thought it was scummy. Kevin Morris is a scumbag. And so we infiltrated his group over a course of weeks. He sent us a ridiculous diagram that he created with his big toe in the picture accidentally. That looked like it was created by the main character on A Beautiful Mind. He sent that to the New York Post. The New York Post published it. We sent him a Marco Polo logo, and he lost his effing mind. Because his wife, Gabby Morgerman, is the manager for Miley Cyrus. These aren't chumps, okay? This is like high brass, degenerate Hollywood celebrities. And Kevin's never been messed with. When's the last time Kevin Morris has been poked in the chest? These guys need a thorough ass whooping. And we're going to give it to him, figuratively, of course, for any of the Feds watching. And
Garrett, real briefly, we have to take a break for the second half of the show. And I've got a couple of thank yous that I need to say out loud from over there on Rumble. But let me say here, Jason B., over on Rumble says, does President Trump know Garrett? Who is this gentleman? Is he a legit white hat? I would say the answer is yes. But obviously, Garrett, go ahead and tell Jason a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I don't know what white hat means.
A good guy. It's a generic term for a good guy.
Well, I hope that Paul called himself the worst of sinners, and my wife would know all of my flaws. So I'm definitely, you know, I'm not a good guy in the absolute sense of in God's eyes. But yes, President Trump knows who I am, and yes, I've had multiple conversations with him. One of my colleagues is still with him to this day. Mm-hmm. He's been sent the report. I hope to give him a physical copy someday. I'm not sure that he would, you know, read 2,000 footnotes, but I love him dearly, and right now he's the face of Make America Great Again. And
absolutely,
I'm going to support him wholeheartedly. You know, the president has a way of really triggering all groups of people. Mm-hmm. And what that makes most people hate someone. But to me, that makes me attracted to someone. He has a way to have you ever seen that movie Inglourious Bastards?
Oh, absolutely. It's great. Yeah.
Scene when that a very pretty German woman is in the vet clinic because she just got shot in the underground bar. Mm-hmm. And the main character comes in there and he sticks his finger in her womb to start making her talk. Mm-hmm. That is what President Trump does every day. He sticks his wounds. He sticks his finger in the this is done righteously in the wounds of American degeneracy. Mm-hmm. And he basically exposes key truths that some people might not like the way he says it. But I find that to be rare. Once Absolutely. In a generation. And I think he's the best president in a generation, probably, you know, probably top 5, top 10 all time. And people hate when I say that. There's so much hatred towards him. But once if people are hated like that, I'm attracted to him.
I'm the same way. And you will find common ground with myself and my audience. I feel the exact same way. And let me just say, you know, I Garrett and I became acquainted while he was still working at the White House. Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, I wouldn't have asked him here.
It really helped us.
Thank you very much, man. I really appreciate it. You know, and all of your efforts.
And I have to, at the end of this, don't let me forget, Zach, I have to thank you for introducing me to a certain man named Derek Galanis. But we can get to that later.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad to know that's worked out. So Derek is a great guy as well. And also Jason said, oh, Peter Navarro is a true patriot. And if Navarro trusts Garrett, then I trust him. God bless. Yeah, you're on the right track, Jason. You're on the right track.
Yeah, Peter told me. One time, you know, I kind of count him. Peter looked at me as sort of like his nephew, his unofficial nephew. And I look at Peter as sort of like an unofficial uncle. Very weird guy, just like me. Lovely guy. Completely above board. Went through his own political evolution. He was a liberal from California. And then he discovered all the negative influence of the Chi-Coms and had the humility to correct course, which most older guys don't have, is humility. Yeah. Yeah. I love Peter.
I think Peter's great, too. And what they're trying to do to him right now is absolutely disgusting.
Somebody asked me if he saw the report. I was like, he's in basically trial mode.
Yeah. So with the midterms coming up just next week, have you also approached the slate of America First candidates that are running for office in either the House or the Senate in perhaps anticipation of them winning those races? So one of the first things they can do is walk in with your report and demand action.
I have, but unofficially, meaning I don't do it through Marco Polo because we're a 501c3. Okay. So when I reach out to them, I'm always talking not as the founder of Marco Polo, which is basically an OSINT collective. Mm-hmm. That's a very leftist phraseology I just used, and it gaslights the left because they use things like OSINT collective. Yeah. So I always like to use their own terms on them. So Marco Polo is basically an OSINT collective. So I don't reach out to them as somebody who, you know, runs that nonprofit. I reach out to them privately. But get this. This is going to be a perfect fit to your question. Adam Laxalt, who I don't know from Adam, and I'm not pun intended. I don't know him from I obviously prefer him over Masto, who's going to feature prominently in this story I'm going to tell you. But I didn't know him at all, and they didn't coordinate with me at all for any leftists watching. But they used our site. They used BidenLaptopEmails.com and searched the name of their opponent. Lisa Masto, who's running for Senate, and her husband's name. And sure as shit, there's like a decade of correspondence. Paul Masto reaches out to Hunter and acts like a spurned high school girlfriend. He's like, well, I didn't get a call back from your dad's office the other day. I guess he's not going to be needing security when he comes to Vegas. Like, and so he had Hunter, because he runs a security company, yeah, and he's a former Secret Service agent. So the husband of the incumbent Nevada senator was sucking the teat of the Biden gravy train, and they didn't coordinate with us, but it's what every candidate should be doing. I did put a very short video out in a nonpartisan manner, because they're going to be going after our nonprofit designation. I guarantee you one, yeah, of the 87,000 is going to be auditing everything. I've classified each and every expense we've done. We're releasing that whole thing because they're going to be going after us. And I said, just search the candidate's name that you want to vote for and search the opponent of the candidate that you want to vote for and see if they're in the laptop. It's 128,000 emails, because if you wanted a favor from Joe, you didn't go to Joe. Everything went through Hunter or his business partner, Eric Schwerin, who's featured in dozens of federal felonies in our report, not just Jaywalking, Zach. These are felonies. These are the things that put Paul Manafort in the pen, put him in a brown shirt and gave him a mugshot. You know, that's what I would love to see. Not that I hate Hunter in an absolute sense and want Hunter to suffer hell per se, but I do want Hunter to go to prison, because that will mean that there is a modicum of justice in this country. And right now we don't have it. It's like, one more thing I'll say about Marco Polo specifically is some people get mad at us because we can't arrest people. They say, Garrett, you lay this out beautifully. You even have the airplane ticket that the woman who gave Hunter the foot job used to get to his hotel, the Lombardi in Manhattan. But we're not seeing any consequences from this, Garrett. And I said, well, our bar is right here, which is truth, which is not an easy bar to hit, because it's tough and there's nuance and life is messy. But what they're wanting us to do as a nonprofit is go even one step above that, which is justice. And that's very hard. And Jesus actually never promised justice on this side of heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we haven't gotten it. We've gotten justice sometimes in the United States, and our system of government is probably the best ever at achieving that, or it was. Mm-hmm. But all we can do is provide the truth. And then what I do is carpet bomb that truth to the people who can effectuate justice.
Yes.
We put the contact information for five different sheriffs of five different counties, for the states. We put the stay statute. So even if Hunter's daddy pardons him for all the federal crimes he committed, they can't pardon him for state level offenses. So we put that statute in the report. I've thought of everything because we've been peppered for a year, because all these doomers appear in my comment section. Mm-hmm. Some of them are kind. Some of them are assholes. I don't, you know, and I deal with it as it comes. But they've peppered me, some of which had very good questions of, you know, have you looked at state level crimes? Because Joey can't pardon those. And so this is sort of an amalgamation of all of those righteous suggestions and tough questions that have come at me through over a year.
Well, that's great. You know, what you guys have been able to do with, what, less than $40,000?
Well, in 2021, I took home less than $40,000. I took home less than half. We're releasing this month because I just got the taxes done for 2021.
Yeah.
We got an extension. Overall, we collected through small dollar gifts. Our budget was $175. Mm-hmm. We collected $142. And remember, the Mueller report was $16 million and took twice as long.
That's exactly what I was going to compare it to.
So we were very judicious. I traveled as little as possible. There's no overhead besides my fiber internet. I work from home in my home office here. And it's sanguine. I love it. I love the setup. We don't waste money. And we did the report for $142,000. I made less than half of that, which is literally the U.S. median salary for an adult white male, as Garrett Taylor says, as a 26-year-old. And, you know, what we did was righteous. We paid contractors to do certain things like run private investigative reports on people. We basically looked at the Biden laptop as a prime candidate for PIs to come through. This thing has so much PII.
Yeah.
We redacted it out, but it has the social security numbers of the entire U.S. first family. Hunter did put his children's social security numbers in their contact card.
In his phone.
Like just basic stuff, meaning the his Father's Positions Act didn't change his own behavior. You would think somebody would brief him by now. Be like, Fang Fang or a variant thereof is going to come at you and try to take your pants off. Okay. Don't do it because there's going to be cameras lodged in that hotel room. And he did it. He admits to it. So he has zero concern for blackmail, not just for his own family, but for the United States writ large. The family's totally comped. Not my opinion. Read our report. If anybody doesn't, you know, if you don't know me today, take a look at the report, read all 630 pages and say there's not a legitimate blackmail concern on behalf of the Bidens.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. And as somebody who has looked into this very deeply for the last several years, I mean, it's in black and white. There is no way around it. You know, what really upsets me is the characterization in the mainstream media. They always go back to that tax bill. That's the least of any of the problems that we have.
And a gun.
But, you know, and it's over. OK, it's already been paid. The IRS, I don't think they're going to do anything about it. There is talk now about potentially Hunter being indicted. But have you heard anything behind the scenes about if Hunter is going to be indicted for anything, what they might actually go after him for before this next congressional session?
I don't think it'll be before the Congress takes power on January 3rd. If they get him for anything, and we do this report, not because we think David Weiss is going to hold Hunter to account, but to show the country all the material. Remember the backstory about me getting laptop. Even before that, the FBI collected the physical device on December 9th, 2019 through a grand jury subpoena. That means they had to convince Hunter's a grand jury of Hunter's peers in the state of Delaware that this thing had fruits of crimes on it. So they collected the physical laptop. It's probably at the bottom of a river right now. What I have is a copy of that. What Rudy had was a copy of that. And so it's the breadth and depth is fascinating. We went through each text message and it's just a family in disarray. Joe is the patriarch of a family of drunk sex addicts and drug abusers. Not my opinion. Seven of them have been to rehab. There's a secret niece that we discovered, Zach, through this investigation. Joe has a secret niece that's not even acknowledged on obituaries.
Who?
Her name's Megan. She's a nurse practitioner in suburban Virginia. She's turned out well, probably because she had nothing to do with the Biden family growing up.
Is this an illegitimate child of Jim or Frankie?
It's Frankie. Frankie is the most pathetic of the siblings. Yeah. Frankie is the youngest. And in fact, at the age of 49, he got arrested in your state, Florida. Frankie got arrested for trying to steal two DVDs at Blockbuster. He was drunk. He was drunk as a skunk and put rabbit proof fence in down the front of his pants and tried to walk out of a Blockbuster. We have the police report. We made an open records request and got Frankie Biden's mugshot. It's in our report.
I'm surprised they didn't get it sealed.
we got the president's because it's from 2004 and only nerds like me and Linda, who's a lovely volunteer on our team, looked it up. Linda's fantastic. Shout out to Linda. She's the one who helped me discover Megan. There was one online bio of Frank that mentioned Megan. All that was said, Zach, was that she was a nurse practitioner in Virginia and her name was Megan. We went to the HHS government database and looked up everybody who has a nurse practitioner license whose name is Megan in Virginia. There were 77. Me and Linda went through 77 people and found her on number 71 of the 77. It took us months.
So, and did you guys reach out to her or did you just investigate to make sure?
We reached out to her. We reached out to her ex-husband who told me he's not interested in talking. Her ex-husband went to West Point. His name's Wesley White. He lives in Huntington Beach. And she's comfortable now. She's a very pretty girl. Looks like Ashley Biden without the cocaine influence. So she doesn't look emaciated.
Yeah.
And Ashley Biden looks like a skeleton. It's very sad what happened to Ashley, although she's not innocent in her own right in all respects. No. So it's really a tour de force of the first family, meaning let's say you have no interest in the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Jonathan Turley should, but he's a law professor who's written good stuff on this. But
I'm quite familiar with him. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if your listeners know, but I love him. And, and you know, he should be interested in this. Miranda Devine did a whole article on us, very short, but she says this is footnoted. There's been nothing like this. It's a thorough forensic that nobody's ever seen before on America. there's been biographies written about presidents, of course, Zach, probably even more thorough than ours, but they come 30 years later.
Right.
We did while he's the president, and I got it done, although late, before the first midterms.
Mm-hmm.
The first terms, they have to hate us.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Burns has to absolutely – if you were – if I was – if somebody like me was after one of – a client of yours, mm-hmm. you got to hate me. Because – we haven't found his shame yet, though. Hunter has expressed no remorse. He's not apologized to anybody for anything. The only thing that they say is that Hunter had a drug problem. He doesn't apologize for calling his stepmother a C-U-N-T,
mm-hmm.
his brother's widow a C-U-N-T. We have a page of quotes. Can I read a couple of them real quick?
Sure, sure. Please do.
It's on page 643. It's the second to last page. These are a couple of quotes from Hunter Biden. We put the person he's speaking to and the date in which he said it, and all of it's documented in the report. He tells a Russian prostitute that I'm more respectful than anyone you've ever met. That's what he says. This is to his ex-wife who had stage 4 cancer at the time. Let's have you shut the fuck up and go for a run and maybe get Uber Eats with Maisie off my account. That Maisie's his daughter. God is, quote, just a fictional character from the imagination of the collective frightened, end quote. Wow. That's to his attorney, George Mysterious, on January 1st, 2019. Why am I going into this? Hunter went through 16 years of Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
What does he think God is? So get this. The son of your president, if you're an American watching this, thinks that God is just a fictional character from the imagination of the collective frightened. Not my words. His words. One more. This is to his brother's widow. I can't wait to watch you beg me to F you. I can't wait for you to sit alone and wonder why you had to be such a C-U-N-T, why you suck some fat husband you had to marry because you can't take care of yourself. If you were to die tomorrow, I wouldn't shed a single tear. How I effing was seduced by a middle-aged W-H-O-R-E like you is beyond me. F my stepmother for always being as much of a selfish, silly, entitled C-U-N-T as you.
It's just fascinating to get this lens inside of his brain. I mean, everything that he does and says seems to be like completely devoid of any self-reflection or like context as to like, you know, what he's been through in his own life. He doesn't care about anybody else. It's only Hunter and whatever the larger needs of the Biden crime family are. Here's something that I'm really interested to know, and a lot of people have speculated on this. Did him leaving the laptop or the contents, you know, contained therein at Mac Isaac's computer shop, do you think that was simply an act of just drunken idiocy? Like, did he just go on a 6-month bender and forget about the fact that he had dropped this stuff off? Because it's been widely speculated that maybe Hunter – perhaps subliminally or either, you know, directly, didn't want Joe Biden to run for president. Like, maybe he knew that there was a distinct reality, a danger of all of this stuff coming out, and that could just blow up their spot, for lack of a better term.
It has been speculated that he did it on purpose, but there's simply no evidence for it. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of evidence for the contrary. So what I think happened was he brought 3 devices into Mac Isaac's shop. He was so high on coke. Remember, this isn't your rich guy at the U of I snorting blow with $100 bill. Hunter smoked crack, which means if his daddy's laws were applied equally to him, he would go to the pen for a mandatory 5-year sentence, just like all the blacks that he imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
But Hunter, first of all, to answer the second part of your question, we have multiple text messages, both to Hallie, to Joe himself. This is a direct quote from Hunter to Joe. If you run, this is February 24th, 2019. If you don't run, I'll never have a chance at redemption. So,
okay,
Hunter wants Joe to run. He says it in audio, in text message to multiple people, and we know that he brought multiple devices to McIsaac, and he was drunk when he did it, mm-hmm. based on McIsaac's own testimony in court documents. Not my opinion. Southern District of Florida, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
He lost that case because he is a retarded attorney, but that's another matter. Everything points to Hunter not just being drunk, which he was, but being so taken by crack cocaine, that he simply forgot to pick up one of the three devices because Mac Isaac gave him an external keyboard that allowed him to access the data that he wanted to get. Mm-hmm. All three were waterlogged. One of them was waterlogged only in the keyboard. So he gave him an external keyboard. By the way, never gave him his keyboard back. He actually owes Mac Isaac $80. But he never came back in for it. Brought in an external hard drive. So get this. Not only did he come back, or not only did he go to Mac Isaac's shop, for anybody who still believes this theory, let's say, well, Garrett, I don't believe Hunter said that. It's in the report, but let's say you don't believe it. You don't believe what's in right in front of you. Mac Isaac not only went to, or Hunter went to Mac Isaac's shop, yes, to drop it off. But 2 days later, Hunter came back to the shop to give him an external drive because Mac Isaac wanted to put all of the data that he was going to extract for Hunter as a service on the external hard drive. So Hunter did remember to come back and give him the external hard drive, which means that he did want that data off there. He didn't want to just give it to Mac Isaac and never come back. Mm-hmm. So what I think happened is he went to California. 3 weeks after he drops his laptop off, he meets a South African woman named Melissa Cohen, marries her 6 days later on a rooftop. This is a guy who's completely out of it.
Yeah,
I haven't been around too many high people in my life. Marijuana is one thing, but like
crack cocaine is a very different beast. And I think that's
what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah, this isn't your buddy at college's weed.
No,
like I've never been around a few times in public, but I've never been around somebody who is privately laced with coke.
Yeah.
Based on what people have said to me, it can make you a different beast. Mm-hmm. So let's say this, people can speculate whatever they want to, and it's not a sin to speculate. All I'm saying is that all of the hard evidence to date shows that he forgot this thing and he wanted his pop to run for president because now he can sell art pieces for $500,000. Now, does that say that I don't think Hunter secretly has portions of him that hate his dad?
Oh,
of course he does. That's all. That's also in the report. Mm-hmm. We put that in the report about how Joe uses him as the bag man.
Yeah.
There's definitely some subliminal envy, but guess what? Without Joe, Hunter is probably in jail. By now,
he'd be another junkie on Skid Row, you know.
Yes.
And the thing about crack cocaine that is even different from like powder cocaine is that it can completely take over your life. Like, I think pretty much most people watching the show are like you. They've never been around somebody like that. They don't have any type of experience or level of understanding. But people who are in that situation can very easily lose weeks at a time. I mean, they just get caught up in that flow, I guess, you know, the pattern of behavior. And when you're somebody like Hunter with an unlimited supply of money and drugs and prostitutes and you know, victims of human trafficking, and you're also being protected by Secret Service and a bunch of rich and powerful people, I mean, they were enabling his behavior. They were allowing him to live that kind of sordid life, and he certainly was going along with it. I mean, you know, he obviously documented virtually every aspect of his twisted existence. This is another question I have for you, because on one of those videos with him and a prostitute, he's talking about another laptop that the Russians have. And so I'm wondering if you were able to find any information out about that. And secondly, beyond that, is all of the video on that laptop from Mac Isaac's shop, was that all just taken by Hunter, or was some of that surreptitiously filmed and given to him as evidence of potential blackmail?
To the second question, there's no evidence that anybody was blackmailing him at that time.
Okay.
Saying it wasn't happening. There's no evidence on the laptop proving that. I'm sure the Chi-Coms have their own stash.
Right.
Based on his visits there, documented in going back to 2011. But we called the woman that he was talking to in that film. Her name's Kellyanne Quarry. There's an active warrant for her arrest out in Pennsylvania right now. You can look her up. She's in the report. We don't do this to shame her. We do this for basically Congress to say, if you really want to know all that happened that night, you need to call Kellyanne Quarry, because that's the woman he's talking to in the video where he said that the Russians stole. And he gives a full rundown, which we quote, he was passed out face down in a pool. in a penthouse in Vegas, the Palms Casino Resort, drunk as a skunk. And this, what he woman called pure, he called her a pure brunette. She distracted him while the Russian drug dealers took a third laptop. So he's left. This also supports, this is also evidence to say that he didn't just forget or purposely forget his laptop in MacIsaac's shop. Mm-hmm. He forgot one at Keith Ablow's place, his psychiatrist in Massachusetts, and he got one stolen from him in Vegas. So there's three separate laptop sagas all in a 9-month span. It's incredible.
It's a bad year.
Hunter admits on Jimmy Kimmel that he couldn't keep track of whether he was wearing pants for a time.
Yeah.
So this
yeah.
is not somebody. He lost his iPhone, Zach, 57 times based on emails. We typed in "find my iPhone" and not just for his children. But Hunter lost track of his iPhone 57 times.
Oh my gosh!
So and again, think about all of the limited. They're not even limited hangouts. They're like miniature hangouts that Joe has said. Mm-hmm. Let's look at it this way. Let's posit that Joe admitted to the public, "Hey, my son is going to go to Montana and he's going to be in a cabin and he's just going to take some time away. It's been very difficult for him. He has problems." That'd be one thing. I wouldn't stop the report, but I'd at least Joe, I think Joe has a modicum of honesty in him, but no, he said Hunter was the smartest man he knows from a pure intellectual capacity. So they take positions that are ridiculous. Why couldn't Joe take a nuanced approach and say, you know what? You don't have any direct evidence yet of Hunter and I talking about Shokin. We have direct evidence of Joe talking with Petro Poroshenko and mm-hmm. John Kerry about firing Shokin. But let's say he took a nuanced approach and was actually, you know, smart. But no, he says that he's never talked to Hunter about his foreign business dealings ever. So he takes positions that invite me to just decimate them. Like positions that are so obviously bullshit that only somebody who believes in his gaslighting buys. Of course, they talked about his foreign business deals. Kenneth Rakishev, Kerry Masimov, Miguel Aliman, Vuk Jeremich. I'm going to get all of them here real quick.
Okay.
Jimmy Bulger, Michael Lin, he goes by Michaels, Jun Liang Lin, Zhang Jianjun, all these figures Joe knows. He knows them. And so the Bob Alinsky helped us for I talked to him on the phone for a couple hours at the start of 2022. Tough guy to get along with, but I really respect his courage coming forward. And we praise him in the report for telling the truth. Bob Alinsky's not completely innocent. He signed up to spread the Belt and Road Initiative mm-hmm. in the United States. But when things came to it, he did fess up and tell the truth. Now, it could have been that he was afraid he was going to get pinched by all this. But guess what? He came and fessed up when it mattered. And that means that he actually cares about the United States, even if he's an international businessman, which means a globalist businessman. So
absolutely. I'm glad that you addressed that, because I specifically wondered if you guys had contact with Tony Bob Alinsky. I've reached out to him at some of the publicly available email addresses. I don't know if he's still using them, and I haven't heard anything back. But I always thought he would be an interesting person to interview specifically within this context.
I'll go through somebody else.
Okay.
To try to set that up. Bob Alinsky respects my group and the work we do. He just is a very he's a very domineering figure.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we started talking for hours on end, and I would pepper him with questions, you know, he kind of expected me to like just do what he said. And like he sort of expected me to get sign off from him of whether I was going to publish something. It was weird.
Yeah.
So I just sort of disengaged. Yeah. But the most important thing is that he told the truth and everything's backed up. And we talk about the five FBI agents who interviewed Bob Alinsky for hours, and they have a videotaped interview of him on October 23rd, 2020, and they didn't do anything about it. We know all their agents' names. We put their pictures up. We don't dox them. Somebody accused me of doxing an FBI agent. So ridiculous. We don't put their phone number or anything, but we have the personal phone number, which is covered by the statute. We do put their work phone number because you pay for it, Zach, and I mm-hmm. pay for it. So the FBI agents in there are Garrett Churchill, Giulio Arsene, Jim Dawson, Bill Novak. All these people have names and histories and, you know, faces, and they need to be questioned, preferably under oath, about what they knew and when, because they literally had a miscarriage of justice. It's so blatant. what Hunter did. And we need to get him. If you're asking, if you're wondering, Zach, or any of your viewers, okay, so what does Garrett want? Hunter should immediately get indicted on it should be a multiple, almost 15 count indictment on money laundering, Mann Act violations, FAR violations, working with a foreign, representing a foreign government. So not just 22 USC 612, which is FARA, but 18 USC section 951, which is what Maria Butina got charged for. Mm-hmm. You're not just working on behalf of a foreign principal. You're at the direction of a foreign government, which we proved multiple times, not just in Serbia, but also in China when he was working on Xi Jinping's visit in September of 2015.
Well, and he, doesn't he call him the freaking spy chief of China? He uses a stronger word, but...
Yeah, we have proof based on court transcripts that Patrick Ho, I mentioned the MCC, the Metropolitan Correction Center earlier. Patrick Ho calls one of his CCP allies while he's in prison. Mm-hmm. This is they got an official Chinese translator to do this and put it in the public court documents, which we cite. And he says to get the upper brass of the CPC involved, which they call it the CPC. It's the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. So we have Hunter Biden's business partner, which based on a contract was paid him $1 million. And from the Metropolitan Correction Center, which is totally bugged, he says, get the upper brass of the CCP involved. They win 90% of the cases, which means if the feds bring a case against you, you're only going to get off 10% of the time.
Wow.
So that is absurd. So they not only got a FISA warrant on him, Zach, which we're still digging on and trying to get a copy of for Patrick Ho, because all of his calls are bugged. Hunter and Jimmy Biden's calls with Patrick Ho are all bugged. He was on FISA surveillance,
yeah,
you know, which they illegally did to Carter Page, but they actually did adjust one on Patrick Ho. I'd love to hear those calls, man.
I was wondering if you had done open records requests or FOIA requests.
You can't because it's protected.
Okay,
you'd have to get a leak. Somebody probably on my team would give their left nut for one of those. I would love to hear Hunter talking to Patrick Ho about, you know, this not good, Hunter. This guy, you know, they're going to take Ye Jingming now. Like, it's so sick what he did. And, you know, if he has shame, we're going to find it. I'm going to keep chiseling. What we're basically doing is digital archaeology. That's what I've termed it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep chiseling. And there's no limit to what we can find here. This guy had such bad OPSEC. I mean, his daughter just left her wallet in a parking lot in L.A.
So recently?
This in August, we put in the report. All it is terrible OPSEC. Their behavior hasn't changed, even though the family's patriarch is the most powerful man in the world. They don't care. They'll leave shit everywhere. It's so disgusting.
So what about we've already spoken briefly about the relationship he had with the widow of his dead brother. But there's also been speculation about an inappropriate relationship with his niece. And obviously a lot of people have speculated that there was something at least akin to child pornography that was on.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I believe Chanel Rione had kind of made an allusion to the presence of child pornography. Well, what can you tell us about that specific area of criminal activity?
It's a very good question. We address this over 22 pages of the report is about this controversy. What we know for a fact, what is like the base level crimes is that 11 people violated the law and did not report accusations of child sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. Absolutely proven. We put all their text messages there. The niece's mother, who is the widow of Hunter's brother, accused Hunter, according to Hunter's own words, of being sexually inappropriate with his niece, walking around naked, smoking crack, and FaceTiming girls while naked around her underage niece, who was 13 at the time. And then Hunter backed up the phones that belonged to his niece and his brother's widow to his own laptop. So all of the risque selfies that this niece took. There's no evidence that she sent those selfies to Hunter, but Hunter had those selfies on his computer. And it wasn't a couple people have made mistakes about how they got it on his computer. It wasn't that they were on the same iCloud. Hunter used a forensics tool, a COTS off commercial off-the-shelf forensics tool called Dr. Phone.
Okay.
Dr. F-O-N-E. People can go get it right now. And he manually backed up his niece's iPhone and his brother's widow's iPhone to his laptop, which means he made a concerted effort to get those photos on his phone. To be a creep. And remember, most people don't realize some underage nudity in the United States is not illegal. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example. A baby's bottom. Let's say you have a cute baby, 1 year old, and moms like to get pictures sometimes of them standing without pants, it sounds weird to talk about, but basically the old paintings in the 16th century where there'd be a French woman, she'd be in a pasture with a bunch of bucolic scenery and there'd be cherubs there. But that's not what's on Hunter's laptop. So we're taking a very nuanced approach, which is they're sexually suggestive photos of his underage niece on his laptop, but we have no proof that they were sent to him by her. But there's also the fact that he manually backed up that phone to his laptop. And so we gave it to law enforcement, as mm-hmm. did Rudy Giuliani on October. We put this in the report in the timeline. On October 20th, 2020, Rudy Giuliani gave a copy of his laptop. The FBI already had it for 10 months, but he gave a copy to the Wilmington County Sheriff, who then gave it to the Delaware State Police. So it's already been in law enforcement's hands. So it's been a cover up, but playing devil's advocate and being a left-wing debunker, there are certain photos that are sexually suggestive but wouldn't pass what is called the DOST test, mm-hmm. D-O-S-T. People can go look this up. It's not a statute, but it is a test that district courts in the United States have used to gauge whether or not a photo is child sexual material, okay? Mm-hmm. Just like that, the picture of a baby's bottom on a diaper ad is not illegal. But, pictures of nudity of a 14-year-old girl, depending on the setting, should be illegal. So what we know for sure, that I took 4 minutes to answer your question. What we know for sure, we list the names and the contact information of the 11 people who were mandated reporters, including the sitting president of the United States, who didn't report allegations of sexual impropriety by mm-hmm. her own mother. That is the absolute floor.
And is she the biological daughter of Bo, or was she the widow's child from a previous marriage?
Very good question. She is the biological daughter of Bo. I'm not saying her name, but it's there's a very ironic, sick video that the president just posted to his personal Twitter page of this girl finally becoming 18.
Oh, is that the one where he grabs her boob on stage? Oh, my God.
That is the same niece where he kisses her on the lips, grabs her boob, then goes and votes with her and says, "It's her first vote. God love her." Like, he sounds like a total creep. You know how he whispers into the mic? He's like, I got them $40 billion. It sounds like a horror movie. I wrote the bill. Sounds freaking creepy.
It is and super creepy.
That's the same girl.
Wow. That's awful.
She's totally broken. If you look at it, I don't know how do you pronounce this? But it's like VSCO. It's a photo app.
Okay.
All the girls like that. It's like the new thing for college girls. They don't use Instagram as much. They use VSCO. Somebody in your chat will know what it is.
Okay.
If you go to that girl's VSCO, she's 18 now. She turned 18 in August. One of my friends joked that Hunter's no longer interested. She turned 18 in August. It's a wreck. That girl is totally broken. I take no pleasure in saying that. And that's why we're very conservative in our pronouncements. So those photos, because everybody, there were a couple feds in my comment sections like, "Well, why are you doing a report on the laptop? It has questionable pictures on it." Those pictures have already been given. It's not to local, state, and federal law enforcement. Mm-hmm. The FBI already collected the laptop. It was given to the Sheriff's Department in Wilmington, Delaware. It's called Newcastle County Sheriff. And it's been given to Delaware State Police. So on that question in specifically, it's ambiguous. All mm-hmm. we know is that they committed a state felony by not reporting it. Mm-hmm. And two of those people were licensed therapists who have a higher degree of compliance mm-hmm. for that issue. Carly Dolan and Keith Ablow. They should, people should go email them today. They should send them this interview, email those two therapists and say, if what Garrett is saying is not true, you should sue him. If it is true, what you did was illegal.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they have a duty to at least investigate.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
We're saying that they didn't do the bare minimum. Hunter told his sister about this, told his mother, told his father, told his Uncle Jimmy, told his two therapists. He told everybody, he told almost a dozen people. 11 people.
I mean, it's like he wanted to, like, he was almost bragging about the possibility that it could have been real. I mean, like, why would you repeat that to somebody?
Well, I think that he was saying, I think that there are also pictures of Hunter naked on the phone, on the laptop that were taken by a phone in which there's selfies of the underage niece within hours later on the same device. So when I say forensics, like this is a forensic examination of the laptop, Zach, people may not know what that means. That means we literally put the file name from the phone as the photo caption in the report. And it's by date. And sometimes the metadata for the photo is in the title, like the latitude and longitude.
Yeah.
So there's one in the degeneracy subsection of the end notes, which you put in the end notes, meaning that things we can't prove that are crimes, or else they'd be in the sex crime section. Mm-hmm. It's on page 609. There's a picture of Hunter naked that was taken at 7:52 a.m. At 1:30 p.m. on the very same device. It's an Apple iPhone 6S. His underage niece is taking a selfie. So even if she didn't take that photo, let's say it's the best case scenario from a morality perspective. Let's say the underage niece didn't take the selfie of Hunter or the picture of Hunter naked. If she was taking selfies on that phone, you can be almost certain.
You would see it in the photo.
She saw the camera roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like who sees their uncle naked as a 13-year-old girl? Like watching him walk around smoking crack, FaceTiming naked girls. He loved to do these cam shows. He spent as much as a minimum wage worker in Indiana makes in 2021 on just a cam site, cams.com.
Wow. It's just absolutely insane. Garrett, we're at 1:17. I was wondering if you might be willing to take a couple of calls.
There's many. I love these.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to put the number up on the screen, and actually I need to grab the call information, but we will take a couple of calls. I knew that you guys would probably want to talk to Garrett on this. Now, Garrett, I've had a couple of other people that have been associated with the Hunter Biden laptop on the show before. Obviously, you guys, in my opinion, have been the most successful. I mean, because you've actually produced a product, and you have, you know, you have a real opportunity here to do something. You know, Miranda Devine, you mentioned, she's never been on the show. She wrote a book. But I would think she'd be talking more about it. I mean, she could easily write a sequel just using your report as cliff notes.
Miranda has been very, very helpful to me in private, has talked about our work 3 or 4 times in public, has written stories on the subpoena that we got in January 2022. And Miranda has been very helpful to me while drafting it. And she wrote a standalone column, meaning she didn't just mention it in passing. So I'm appreciative to everything, but you got to remember some people still will just look at my age and not look at the data that we assembled. Right.
Yeah.
So once people actually read this report, they won't hold my age against me because it took a lot of sobriety and work to be able to go through and log all this, especially in a family that has so much mainstream support, so much support in the mainstream press. Sorry.
Yeah.
Meaning like they can do no wrong in the eyes of NBC.
So I have been confused by the apparent like animosity regarding your presence in this thing. I mean, I look at it and you're an American hero as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you have devoted your life in the last couple of years to getting out one of the most important stories, to proving something that the entirety of the mainstream media covered up, elements of the United States government worked very hard to ensure would never see the light of day. I lost my channel and my Twitter account over it. You know, I don't see how anybody could be upset with you about this. You know, I mean, like, it's like, don't shoot the messenger, you know?
Yeah, I can go into the backstory. So there's only a couple people that really don't like what we're doing, and it's all for selfish reasons. Obviously, there's Jack Maxey, who lied about how I got the laptop and what I've been doing with it. I've asked for any evidence that he has against me to come forth, and he's produced none, and he's given all these promises to people that he's going to produce this information and data, and he never does. So we actually just let our work on that matter. I let the work do the talking. The report is indisputable. The other people are Mac Isaac's attorney does not like me because he's not conservative. He thinks I'm doing this as a political job. It's a 501c3. If I wanted to do political action, I would have set up a 501c4 and I would have raised money for candidates based on the content of the device. That's not what I'm doing. And thirdly, so there's Mac Isaac, there's Yakov Applebaum, who's a former IDF soldier, like very dual loyalties. He is a Mossad subcontractor based on statements he made to his friend. And he doesn't like me because I don't kiss anybody's ass. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is fair to me, even if they're 10 years younger than me, I'm very respectful and I call them sir. And I just treat them with respect. Conversely, if somebody's 30 years older than me, but they're a blowhard showboat, I tell them to F off, mm-hmm. and I don't care who they are. That's like with the thing there's been talked about, you know, Gary, you really ought to go on the war room. We dissect the lies that were spread about this laptop by the guy who partly funds the war room, Miles Guo in G News. They're not going to have me on.
This is I wanted to specifically ask about this. What has been reported that was disinformation in regards to the laptop?
Absolutely verifiable. Malia Obama, the president's oldest, he has two daughters. Malia Obama is the oldest. There was a lie that was, we cite the reports that they published. We found them on Archive PH. The fake reports that Malia Obama was having sex with Hunter Biden.
And just for the audience's edification, there was a picture of what I believe was like supposed to be Malia Obama's driver's license, and somehow next to something that identified Hunter and a pile of coke.
His credit card, and that credit card surfaced in a tweet in December of 2019. So we take the nuanced approach, and the true approach, which is this. We think the credit card is Malia Obama's. Mm-hmm. She was at a party, and somebody did take her take the picture of her credit card next to coke. There's just nothing in the laptop about it. It's not in the laptop. So we're not saying that Malia Obama doesn't snort coke. She probably does, considering her father did for years. All we're saying is that the girl in the photo on the laptop that looks like Malia, her name's Erin Strotter. Mm-hmm. She was a track standout at UNLV, and Hunter paid her for sex, and he disguised it as payments for consulting. And she's in a suspicious activity report that was delivered to the U.S. Department of Treasury. And she looks exactly like Malia Obama from the back, and she was buck naked. So that was lie number one. Malia Obama was not on the laptop, but we think it is her credit card. She just wasn't in the laptop.
Just not number connected two. To the laptop. Still probably doing coke. I mean, that's you know, that's de rigueur for the Washington elite.
Yeah, that's crazy. And number two, they said the actress from Mulan was the one who gave the foot job to Hunter in the Lombardi that he taped. It's not true. Her name's Joanna Rush. Okay. She was 19 at the time. She's from California. He shipped her in from California. It's a clear Mann Act violation. Mm-hmm. And her name's Joanna Rush. And so there's the actress from Mulan, another lie by G News. The actress from Mulan is not in the laptop. And I've had to address so many of these lies on True Social because they think I'm like covering something up.
Sure.
There was another one where Hunter was by a stripper pole and the girl looked younger, but what they don't see is the photos that are put on social media are it's just one out of a string of 20. Mm-hmm. And the other 19 show the girl's tattoos. Mm-hmm. And she's clearly of age. And we have the wire transfer. So those are three verifiable lies that came from G News from Miles Guo. Now, I'm not saying that Guo doesn't hate Xi Jinping, but just because somebody hates Xi Jinping doesn't mean they hate communism. Mm-hmm. So there's been no evidence to suggest that Guo just doesn't hate the current regime in the CCP. But sure. there's no I haven't heard him praise like Thomas Jefferson, right? There's like, yeah. I love Thomas Jefferson and I hate Xi Jinping. The dude could still be right here. He like loves, you know, Marxism, but just hates Xi Jinping. So sure. There's a lot of nuance lost in this. That's why I'm very particular on the interviews I go on, because I don't want to support and amplify people who I think are hucksters.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate
that. Barry's a huckster. I'm saying the person who funded in part War Room spread lies about the Biden laptop, absolutely verifiable, and they had no editorial oversight, and it was a mess. And what that did was throw cold water on all of the other legitimate material of human trafficking, FARA violations, right, money laundering, and everything else.
Let me ask you this. One of the really kind of strange things to come out with the laptop was a photograph that Hunter took of his own back, which seems to have a tattoo of the Finger Lakes on it. And that is an area that is directly connected to reports of human trafficking and the movement of women and children for, you know, sexual purposes. Did you guys glean any further insight from the contents of the laptop on that weird tattoo?
Yes, we did. It's a very good question. We actually put a footnote in the report about the prevalence of human trafficking in that area, because Hunter takes a screenshot of online pimping services on his iPhone when he was in Oneida, New York, which mm-hmm. is the county that he's in. But there's another explanation to the tattoo. So again, a nuanced take. There is human trafficking in the Finger Lakes, but Hunter's mother is from a town in the Finger Lakes, the one who died in a car crash, Nelia Hunter Biden. She was from Skaneateles, which is actually the name of the shell company that Hunter still holds
10%
of that Chinese deal from. So it's an ode to his mother. And that's a recurring theme through his laptop of, I never knew my mother. There's this part of me missing. I feel something missing. It's all just navel gazing to him.
Yeah.
He only brings it up when he gets in the corner, by the way. Hunter never brings up his drug abuse or his mother unless he's done something wrong and he wants to elicit sympathy on the part of his interlocutor. So the tattoo is creepy. It looks like a lion's claw just took, you know, just went right down his back. And that's how physiologically, or I'm not sure I'm getting the right word, but from an ecological standpoint, the lakes are very intriguing and unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like very rarely are these five long lakes right by each other. So I can't explain that, but I do know that it was based on where his mother was from and the fact that he went there every single year growing up in the summers. And that was just sort of a longing, I guess, for that part of the world. And he names all of his shell companies, like, for example, Rosemont Seneca. Mm-hmm. Rosemont is based on the estate outside of Pittsburgh that is associated and owned by the Heinz family. Seneca is another one of the five Finger Lakes. So there's a connection that Hunter had, and we know that he solicited prostitutes while he was in the vicinity of the Finger Lakes. And we put that screenshot very quickly. I just want to show your listeners so they can go look up the thing on their own.
Okay.
On page 236, on April 5th, 2017, Hunter takes a screenshot of escorts in Albany, Oneida. So he's in that Utica, New York, right, which is up by Cornell. That whole area is the Finger Lakes. And he was in that area and he was getting hookers online from that. Some of the hookers on that site will be trafficked. We put that in the report. The screenshot was taken on May 5th.
Yep, we can see that right here. I've got it up on screen for people at home. Okay, so it looks like we actually don't have any calls. That's fine. That's no big deal. But, somebody is on the line. Let's go ahead and bring them in. All right, caller, you're on the air. Can we get a name?
Hey, it's Billy. How you doing, Red Pill?
I'm doing well, Billy. Thank you so much for calling in. So what's on your mind regarding the Hunter Biden laptop, or what question do you have for Garrett?
Well, first, I wanted to get Garrett's last name and then find out where I can find all of this information that he's putting out.
Yeah, my last name is Ziegler, Ziegler. Everything can be found on MarcoPoloUSA.org. And our organization is called Marco Polo, but some social media app scooped up the domain and we didn't want to pay $2 million because we didn't have $2 million. Mm-hmm. So Marco Polo USA was like $7. So their organization is called Marco Polo. Our domain name is MarcoPoloUSA.org. Everything is on there, from PDFs to other files. Hunter's browser history, in which he uses the N-word multiple times to search for porn videos. And he uses the N-word multiple times. So yeah, Garrett Ziegler. My last name's a tricky one. Most people botch it and say it Ziegler, but it's a Ziegler.
Okay, well, appreciate it. And it looks like you're doing a great job. And I don't care how young you are. I've seen 18-year-olds with brains on them. So I appreciate all the hard work you're doing, and you too, Red Pill. And you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. Right. I
appreciate it. Thank you very much for your call.
All right. Later, bro.
Have a good one. We'll see you. All right. So in relation to the tools and the information that you have available to people on the website. So there's a website. There's also a Substack where people can go to see specific articles that have been written. But let's go through the tools that are available, because I would love it if the people in the audience who aren't already aware of all of this stuff that's available to them can go to the website and maybe start digging through and comparing it to what you're seeing in the report and maybe determine how they can help themselves.
Yeah, it's a very good question. A couple of concrete things that they can do. Number one, I am getting the report. We have a commitment from U.S. House member. The report's going to be entered into the congressional record on November 14th. Which is in 9 days. So it's going to be in the congressional record. The laptop was supposed to be entered into the congressional record, but you have to put everything in a paper format. So you can't put like a video of a threesome of Hunter with women into the congressional record. So our report is like screenshots and stuff, and it can be in a PDF document. So it's going to be entered into the congressional record. That's number one, meaning when that happens, make sure that everybody listening to this just carpet bombs peacefully via communications and emails their representative. Number two, they can use the resources on our site, BidenLaptopEmails.com, to search the public officials in their area. Hunter knows people across the country and world. If you have a candidate that you think is a good dude and you're going to vote for him, type his name in. Type in it's like WikiLeaks in that you can search for multiple terms. So like if you put Zach in quotation marks plus Garrett in quotation marks, it'll find all the emails that have you and me listed.
Okay.
Search all the people who you think are corrupt in your county government. There's things from Houston to Hawaii. Hunter was involved in a grift called M Bloom, which took $5 million of taxpayer dollars into like a startup venture in Hawaii, and it went totally tits up, and some people got sued. So there's a lot of open source intelligence techniques that people listening to this can go do right now. And it's a treasure trove of information. Biden laptop emails, everything that I just mentioned, Zach, can be found on Marco Polo USA. So if they go there first, they'll see our Substack, they'll see our Gab, they'll see BidenLaptopEmails.com, and then they'll be able to download over 10,000 of Hunter's iMessages, which we put up back in March. And you're right. We got very little even conservative mainstream press about that. So all these people who had the laptop and the full copy didn't even make his text messages public. And we did both of those things. And we redacted that which had to be redacted, meaning we redacted the genitalia. We took out the social security numbers in the text messages. And so those things have black over them. But everything else, and we don't redact telephone numbers.
This is so good to know, because several months ago, the entirety of Hunter's iCloud, like with no redactions, was dumped out there on 4chan. And a lot of people.
His iPhone backup.
His iPhone backup. Okay, pardon me. Yeah. But the important part is that there was no redactions. You know, who knew what kind of photographs were going to be on there? Who knew what the content was going to be in the messages? You know, so this is all of the salient information without the criminal PII or any potential for pornography and stuff.
We don't want a Fed post, and we're very aware of entrapment schemes, and we're very aware of people trying to get us in. You know that question, when'd you stop beating your wife? Like, if you answer that, you admit to at one point beating your wife. Mm-hmm. And so we're very aware of those catch-22s, and so we put everything that is allowable. So for the redactions, we redact the woman's nipple. It's not essential to redact her belly. It is essential to redact the nipple and areola. I know I'm getting graphic, but just
no, it's fine. Yeah,
that we do everything by the book. Nobody should be worried that they're going to see pictures of an underage girl's nipple when they look at MarcoPoloUSA.org. That's been curated.
But Hunter Biden getting a foot job.
there's even on our website, there's no genitalia. We blur all that out. But one last thing, we actually got into his iPhone backup, which Maxi's folks, to their credit, because I try to be fair to everybody, he didn't get into it. He can't code his way out of a paper bag. But one of his tech guys got into the iPhone backup that we got into. And what this means is very simple. Think of Hunter's laptop as a briefcase in a dumpster. And to until June, there was a compartment of that briefcase that we hadn't gotten into yet. But in June, we, through brute force, meaning we didn't use the internet, we didn't use external tools, we brute force guessed the password for the backup of his iPhone. And so did Maxi's. Now, one of his tech guys went haywire and just posted the whole damn thing online. We are doing the very measured thing of we are going to post all of it. We're starting a site called Biden Laptop Media, where we're putting all of the photos and videos without genitalia on the web. And we're putting all of the iMessages from the iPhone backup on the web too, while redacting the social security numbers, nipples, and Hunter's foot job. So we think, because why we think that's going to last a lot longer. Nobody's going to F with us. Like, this is going to, they have no defense for it. They can't get us on any child sexual material. We redact it away. And we redact away all the nipples, because there's like 80 different sets of women nipples on this computer. It's absurd.
He was prolific. Certainly getting around.
Hunter had a penchant for Puerto Rican women. And he screwed married women.
Yes, so he did.
He's the home wrecker. There are multiple times where we found one girl who he sent $25,000 to in the course of 18 months. She's married with three kids. Care about ruining their family.
Oh, that's sick. All right. We do have two more callers on the line. So let's go ahead and bring in the first one. Caller, you're on the air. Can I get a name?
Annie from Saturday.
Annie, welcome to the program. How are you?
You know her.
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. So what's your question for Garrett?
Okay. Here. I am going back to the Finger Lakes thing with Hunter, and I recall at some point along the last 6-7 years hearing that his mother was not killed accidentally and that there is documentation out there to that effect. There was actually a witness from what I recall, but and I've also heard that our present first lady, our current first lady, had a hand in it. And of course, so did our current president. But I was just wondering if Garrett had ever gone down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, Garrett, just to build on what Annie said there, I had heard the rumor that Jill Biden was some type of au pair or babysitter for the Biden children, and that's how Jill and Joe came to know each other. But I'm very interested in this as well.
Well, we definitely looked into everything, and there's actually court documents that allege what Annie is saying, but the case got dismissed and there's no concrete evidence that has emerged. So again, I'm not putting anything past anyone, considering they lied about their own relationship many times in the past. And we do go into some of those lies in the report. For example, if you go to the end notes section, Jill's first husband, Bill Stevenson, confirms that they lied about when they met. So Bill Stevenson and Jill actually worked on Joe's first campaign for Senate in 1972. But they've lied to the American people for decades about when they met. They said they met in 1975. They met in 1971. So they've lied about that. But there has been no concrete evidence to date that suggests that Melia, who you alluded to, was taken out, per se. The person who was driving the car feels terrible. Joe blamed it on him once. He had to walk those comments back. But they just went Christmas tree shopping, and the three kids were in the car. If you give me 5-10 seconds, I'll get on my computer and I'll find the case for you where your listeners can go read this for themselves. There's one guy on our team who's looked into this a lot. real quick, give me 20 seconds, if you will. I'm going to find this case because there's an entire case about it.
I am familiar with it, but don't have the actual documentation.
The case was dismissed. If there's a guy on my team who's watching this, hold on. If there's a guy on my team who's watching this interview, they will know which case I'm talking about. I'm hoping Potter comes on and you're not going to be mad at me if I keep searching for this.
No. Go ahead. Tell you what, while you're doing that, we've got a couple of thank yous over here on the Foxhole. I'll go through those. Subpack Vet, thank you very much for starting off the gold pills. Appreciate the cookie. Paul Thaddeus says, good morning, Zach and fam. Good to see you, buddy. Adam Hugapug says, gold pills for the host and red pills for the show and brown pills for the deep state. Warrior Mima, thank you for that ship. Sean Joe, appreciate the cookie. Just D, dropping a fleet. Thank you. Your work is amazing. We are eternally grateful. I don't know if that's for me or Garrett, but I will accept the praise, and I'm sure Garrett will as well. Let's see. Boise Blank 89, thank you for the cookie. Sean Joe, thank you as well. Nakaza 808 says, aloha, early 6 a.m. show for me. Thanks for your hard work. I'm glad you were able to get up and catch it. And then Just D, dropping a fleet, says, this man is helping to bring this whole corrupt temple down on their heads. Couldn't agree more. And then also says, why is this laptop not being investigated? FBI and DOJ are so corrupt. Let me ask you this while you're searching for that, Garrett.
Yes.
You know, if we do retake both the House and the Senate come January, what are your feelings about the possibility of an actual investigation into the alleged criminal activity on this and our overall possibility of getting the justice that so many people are hoping we do?
He's getting me the name right here of that guy.
Great.
There will absolutely be an investigation, but we don't want it to be a normal Republican investigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we believe, I'm in talks constantly with staff for and multiple members of the House, and I'm in talks with staff from the Senate. So I'm talking with House members, talking with their staff, talking with Senate staff members. He's going to get investigated. There will be subpoenas. The question is of whether they're going to have a big boy investigation where they make criminal referrals to the DOJ and not just the DOJ, local prosecutors. And I will help with that gladly and gleefully. But the Republicans in the past, everything points to them saying we need 18 months to study Hunter Biden. We don't need 18 months. I took 18 months.
You've already done it.
This will be a roadmap. And certain congressmen, just like I said, it's going to be entered into the congressional record. Certain congressmen love our report and a congresswoman. So it's seen. They have no excuse for not actioning on this. We literally tell them who to subpoena. Like, some of these folks aren't the sharpest, you know, tools in the shed, right? Mm-hmm. So we lay it out on a silver platter for them. I got the case for you.
Okay.
Thanks to Potter. His name is Leo Brandon Farnsworth. The case was dismissed, but it's in the U.S. District Court for the District of Delaware. And the case is Leo Brandon Farnsworth versus Joseph R. Biden Jr. And for your investigation, ma'am, I'm going to get you the actual case number. The case number is, hold on, civil action 20. So it was brought in 2020. Civil action number 21351. So read that. It was given the judge who wrote the opinion who dismissed it. The clerk of the court is John Serino, but the clerk who dismissed it is, the judge who dismissed it is Richard G. Andrews. So thanks for giving me the rope, Zach. I just wanted to get some clarity on that. There's no evidence that has appeared to date to say that there was foul play on Nelia's death. However, if people want to investigate further, they can go read this lawsuit.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Excellent.
All right. Guys, have a great day.
You too, Annie. Good to hear from you. We'll see you.
Yes.
All right. We've got another caller on the line. Let me just say thank you to Jay. Also, thank you to Sean Joe. Starface 15 says, great show, Zach. Just D says, got sober 10/7/17. Found our favorite Anon 10/28/17. Gave me purpose and hope. I never touched another substance ever again. I'm glad to hear that. Put all of that creative effort into exposing the deep state and the crimes of people like Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, et al. Donna Bo Libby, thank you for that cookie. Filter Dog One, thank you for the can. Mr. Spock, thank you for the cookie. Lou Ann V says, I sure hope Garrett and his team have great security. Garrett, I would have to imagine that you guys do. At the very least, you're exercising your Second Amendment and you're protecting yourself and your family.
Oh, yeah. I have two handguns in my desk right here. But, you know, if somebody's ever going to mess with me, they're going to have to drive a long way from an airport, like 80 minutes. Yeah. So they're going to have to put forth a great effort. And, you know, we've got cameras. I think a lot of the people who think they need around-the-clock security really don't. In fact, I'm going to bring up one other person I mentioned earlier. Jack Maxey, to this day, says that, like, black cars are surrounding his house, like, and they've driven by his house. He's provided no evidence for that. It's a lot of people who say that they're like in trouble or need protection are hucksters. So I feel perfectly safe. If Kevin Morris or anybody comes on my property, my dad.
Hello.
You go.
They will be dragged behind a tractor by their intestines. Okay. They're not going into a city. They're actually going into a real place where people kill people if they trespass. So I have no concerns.
All right. Caller, you are on the air. Can I get your name?
Yeah, my name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm from Texas. Listen, I appreciate everything he's done. I believe that I have downloaded all of what he's done on the laptop. The one thing I do have a question on. Is there any information about trafficking the border? You know, down here is a freaking mess. And I have seen and heard reports of upwards of hundreds of thousands of children that are missing, children that are being handed off to people that are not their parents or guardians. They are just being dumped off. Is there anything about the trafficking? Are they involved in that?
Well, is that in there? I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I really think it does. The report, though, goes into multiple scenarios of Hunter engaging in sex trafficking, but not with women from the border, people within our own borders. So there's a scenario of him flying a girl out, as I mentioned, Joanna Rush from California, engaging in a sex act in New York, and then flying the woman back. And we actually have the plane tickets. And so we have him on multiple Mann Act violations, M-A-N-N. But as far as the border particular is concerned, we didn't put this in the report because we can't prove it's a crime, but Hunter actually met with the son-in-law of a cartel boss in Mexico with the Secret Service.
Oh. Wow.
And that happened in 2012. Kenekoa, who's a great guy.
Yeah, Kenekoa.
His name's Eric. He wrote a great piece on this, and we put it on our website because he features some of our research. And he goes into this at great depth, and I would recommend his piece on that. And Zach can probably put that link in the description or somewhere.
Sure.
And I can post it on my Telegram channel, which I love. I love that app. And Kenekoa goes into that. So we know that Hunter met with cartel members. That's what we know.
Okay.
And we know that they're trafficking children right now.
Yep.
I know that they have to be. They have to be.
Oh, it's absolutely. And since Joe Biden came in, his ascension to power, if you will. The practice of handing unaccompanied minors off to people without really any type of verification of, true parentage or whoever these people are. That's definitely happening.
They have no paperwork. They have no paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a travesty.
Yeah, it's horrible. You know, and so certainly we can we can point to instances of Hunter Biden being connected to sex trafficking coming from European nations, but unfortunately nothing directly to the border.
Okay, so the other thing, I don't want to take up a lot of time, I'm sorry. I never get to talk to anybody. I'm down here in Texas, I'm alone a lot, and listening to all this stuff, trying to get information about what the hell is going on. The Ukraine is mentioned Joe, the Biden's crime family. Any of them? Are they? I know.
35 pages.
Yeah. Volumes on Ukraine.
We have 35. It's the most complete rundown of Hunter's membership on Brezhnev's board that has been published in the English language. We have over two dozen felonies that Hunter committed just in Ukraine alone, from FARA to money laundering. The figure that you'll want to look into, you said you're a researcher, is...
I downloaded it. I downloaded on my phone. Yeah. Whenever I heard that you had come out with this, Mr. Ziegler, I downloaded it on my phone. I have not gone through and read it.
I appreciate
it's huge.
It is a big file. On page 136, we go through all the players in Hunter's Ukrainian grift. And the key figure that a lot of people focus on is Mykola Zlochevsky. But he's actually what they call a mini-garch over there. The true oligarch who funded Zlochevsky is Ihor Kolomoisky. And he has... He's an Israeli slash Cypriot slash Ukrainian businessman. He's dirty as sin. He owned Privat Bank, and Privat Bank was used for Hunter's payments from Burisma. And Privat Bank stole millions of dollars in IMF loans. And it's currently the subject of both civil and criminal litigation in the United States.
Jesus. Is that okay? So Ukraine, why are we? I don't understand why we are still funding that place.
It's a lot.
Unless it is for the crime family.
Yeah, crime families. I would say it's plural. It's basically the money laundering capital of the world, one of the most corrupt countries in the world. So that money goes to the defense contractors. The oligarchs in Ukraine gets washed through multiple Cypriot shell companies. It's going to end up on the other end, probably somewhere around Beverly Hills or something. It is disgusting. It's sinful in the superlative.
Well, and man, don't forget the weapons trafficking. I mean, that's a tremendous opportunity for them to just launder all of that military equipment. Ukraine is also a major hub for drug trafficking and for the trafficking of children as well. With the conflict happening there, I mean, more and more children are going to be left without parents. They're going to be left without homes. And it's like just like a wholesale fire sale on these kids, sending them off to different European nations, sending them off to the United States. Ukraine is it truly is the hub of this illegal activity over there in Eastern Europe. And we've been there since the end of World War II.
Yeah, it's truly evil. Yeah. It's an evil place. The other thing is on China. Now, I know that the Biden family, I know that all of these people in the White House, the FBI, the DOJ, I know that we have Mossad. I know we have Jews, Ashkenazi. I know that have we been sold out? I mean, have we really? Is our Constitution even our Constitution anymore?
It is still the Constitution, whether or not, and we make this point.
Is it legal? I mean, is it being, but it's not being enforced.
Yeah, that's the thesis of our report. We show the unequal application of the law. We do it in excruciating detail, all body parts.
Certainly, it's a two-tiered justice system that we're living through right now, but you know, for me, this obviously the end goal is to write all that. You know, I mean, every single one of us has to take an active participatory role in our republic. We can't just accept or believe that somebody else is going to represent us in our best interests and protect our rights and liberty. We have to take full responsibility for those. And unfortunately, it took many years, generations for us to get to this point. And my only hope is that we can undo this as quickly as possible. But this is going to be a war that's going to most likely continue on for the foreseeable future. But we have an opportunity here come November.
Thank
All right.
You.
Yes, we've got to take the final caller, though.
Okay. And I thank you so much for everything y'all do. Really. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate the call. All right. And one final caller. This is Trisha. Trisha is also a resident of Texas. So let's call in. Actually, Trisha called in last night and she was facing a possible tornado. Trisha, how did everything go?
Well, the winds died down. It didn't come down this far. So thank you for asking.
Good, good.
Of course, I always get scared now since I've been through one.
Oh, it's understandable.
Anyway, Garrett, you're amazing. I don't know how old you are. You keep saying you're young, but you are amazing with what you've done. And thank you.
Thank you. My only gift is attention to detail.
That's what it takes, for sure. That deep diving. And what, 600-something pages?
It's a dossier, yeah. And like I said earlier, it's not fictitious Russian prostitutes peeing on someone in the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow. This is actually true. These things actually exist. You know, there was a theory once, ma'am, that Hunter was actually the figure that performed that act in Moscow, and they just filled in Trump's name.
It's projection.
So, yeah, projection. So Hunter's actually got the golden showers treatment in Putin's Russia, but it was blamed on Trump.
Yeah. They're looking in the mirror and pointing fingers at the wrong person.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, Zach, have you looked into seeing if that judge that put Catherine and Greg in jail is on his list?
You know what? I haven't yet. And that's an excellent question. I'm sure you're familiar with Greg and Catherine from True the Vote. They're sitting.
Oh, yeah. Kenneth Hoyt. We looked through his financials. Yeah, we've been looking in his financials.
Good.
But he was not on the Biden laptop emails.
Too bad.
That we could find, but maybe there's a different combination, or maybe they're talking in code. Because remember, they hardly ever use Joe's name. It's JRB. One of his aliases was Robert L. Peters, Peter Henderson. They all have like four or five different names, and they all go by their middle names or some of their alias. So maybe Kenneth Hoyt, that satanic judge in Texas, is in the Biden laptop, or his buddy is. Let's see how many degrees of separation we can get from Kenneth Hoyt to the Bidens. It's probably only three, if that.
I'm going to look into him. Yeah, in fact, stuff. I told Zach last night that I'm going to go into Houston tomorrow. So I'm going to see on Monday if I can even get up there to the courthouse. See what information I can find. I'm going to do
That's
some
a very good point.
Digging.
We need it.
I need to get me a good computer so I can download that database you've got.
Hey, guess what? I want to make one more plug.
Okay.
We heard everybody's righteous frustrations about the size of the file. And the reason why we did it that way is because the resolutions are high def. We didn't want people to have blurry pictures. But in consultation with those people, we created a reader view. So no one has to download the report now. If you just want to read it without downloading the 960 megabyte file, you can do that. We have an HTML-enabled reader on our website. People love it. It's probably the best viewed on an iPad or a tablet. It's good on the computer, but your phone is just a little bit small, although you can swipe through it on your phone on the reader view. That's been the best feedback we've gotten beyond just the report's content is thank you for making the reader view. And you know, we're not above oversights, and when we're wrong, or when we're missing something, we fill it in. So thank you.
And Trisha, you can probably get a used iPad on like on Craigslist or something like that for a couple $100. And you know, even an iPad from 4 years ago is going to be a revelation once you get it. They're great. Yeah, they're great for PDFs, great for browsing the internet, and you know, people get new iPads every single year, so you can generally get them pretty cheap if they're a couple of years old.
Well, I spent a couple $100 on a computer, and I'm very disappointed in it, and I've been contacting the guy that I bought it from, and he said, well, for $50 you can upgrade it, and I don't trust him now.
So, I understand.
It's like a lemon. It's like a used car lot, used computer industry.
Yeah, I blew it big time. But
well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And stay safe. And let me know if you find anything on Kenneth Hoyt. Tell Zach and relay the message.
Certainly I will. I definitely will. Thank you for all you do, both of you.
Thank you, Trisha. Have a great day. Love you, too. All right. And Liana Wilbert snuck in at the tail end here, so we will take this call as well. But, guys, if you're not on the line yet. What's
you
that?
Were like, it was going to be like a great when we didn't get any calls.
I'm glad they jumped on the line. Liana, so good to see you. How you doing today?
Good, Red Pill. I've been kicking myself trying to decide whether I was actually going to call in or not because I don't want to seem stupid. But so we know that the NATO and the UN does not want to go over any of the actual Russian documents that are saying that the Biden crime family, Hunter Biden specifically, was actually funding the bio labs, which don't exist, which do exist, but they don't have this kind of content. But yeah, they do have that. And we're afraid the Russians might use it against us, et cetera, et cetera. Is there anything on that laptop that actually coordinates with that and shows that, yes, the Russian information that's coming out is true and accurate? And there's even more on this laptop that could be used. Is there anything that might help press that investigation?
It's a very good question. I can't speak for everything the Russians have produced, but I do know that one chart in particular was true, and I can find it and post it, and it pertains to this. I'll get very specific here. There is no evidence that Hunter directly, quote unquote, funded Metabiota, but this is what he did do. Hunter helped Metabiota and the prime contractor, Black & Veatch, secure contracts in Ukraine, and Hunter co-owned the fund called Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, that's now called Pilot Growth Equity, that owned a large portion of Metabiota. So fact number one, Rob Walker and William Lee and Deloche and Hunter Biden helped Metabiota secure contracts in Ukraine. That's indisputable. It's on the federal government website right now. It's on the laptop of them talking about it. Fact number two, Hunter owns a portion of that fund that owns Metabiota. Indisputable.
Right.
And I guess number three is that while they were securing contracts for Metabiota and through Black & Veatch in Ukraine, Joe was the point person in that country. Right. So those three facts alone are damning. The Russians have said this. I don't listen to any of the Western press on Putin. I think Putin is first of all, he's a male, which a lot of Western countries, by that I mean he's not a pansy. Mm-hmm. A lot of the European countries, like their dudes look like they have zero testosterone in their blood. They're pathetic.
Yeah.
So everything I get from Russia, I read from Putin's speeches directly. Obviously, I don't agree with him on everything, but at the same time, he makes a very compelling case why certain portions of what is quote unquote modern Ukraine speak Russian. Want to be more Russian than they do Ukraine. And again, John Adams would not say this is part of our vital interest. We shouldn't be over there. So I hope I answered your question by just stating those three undeniable facts from the laptop. And William Lee, Deloche, and Rob Walker, who features prominently in our report, especially Rob Walker, should be subpoenaed to testify on exactly what they did to get Metabiota contracts in Ukraine while Joe is the point person in that country.
Right. Well, it all makes, I mean, everything lines up to certain people who have been putting pieces together. And I just want to know, so what does your average housewife, your plumber, your electrician that comes across this information, what do you want them to do with it other than talking about it and passing out the links? I mean, we know that the DOJ is corrupt. We know our FBI is corrupt. We know we're not seeing anything out of those people. So, yeah, you've got the laptop. You've cleaned it up for us so we don't have to look at the nipples or Hunter's cock. But other than that, what do we do to really make a change with the information and push things forward?
Well, it's a very good question. I would say, number one, you have to find the non-federal officials that have some jurisdiction over these crimes. And we put that in the report. If somebody's read it, they know that we didn't write this report thinking that the DOJ wasn't corrupt. In fact, we wrote it because they are, and because we know that nothing's going to happen at the federal level. The only thing we can hope and pray for is that people do their own digging on which local and state officials that we name here can action these items. So it's basically, if the federal government is completely comped and everybody's blackmailed, then the only thing we can do is hope that the state and local officials aren't blackmailed. If that's the case, and we have no evidence for that being the case, then we're basically Brazil, right? Mm-hmm. But we put at the very end, middle, and beginning of the report that we are not law enforcement. All we can do is we produced a report that a U.S. subcommittee of the House should be proud of producing. That's what we did, because we knew the Congress wouldn't be doing this. Like, if we relied on the Congress to write a report on the Hunter Biden laptop, they would get about 60% of it right. But we wanted to get
even went that far.
We wanted to get as close as possible. So I agree with you on the DOJ fact. And what we provide also is granularity on the people involved. So Hunter was coked a lot of his time and didn't do the actual mechanics of money laundering. He had to have somebody else in the wire in his name. We talk about those people. Sebastian Momtazee, Rob Walker. I don't know where you're at. He said you're from Texas. Rob Walker's in Arkansas. We need people local to these people to start demanding answers from them instead of picketing outside of a Supreme Court justice's home, which is a federal felony.
Mm-hmm.
Congress has passed a law about. Rob Walker should have protests outside of his house every single weekend day. He's a criminal.
We should have protests all over this country for every damn thing at this point. But, you know, with Q and so many Q followers, everything's taken care of. We're in control. Sit back, eat your popcorn. It's all cleaned up by Christmas, you know?
Well, I certainly don't believe that.
Yeah.
Looking at all these other countries where they're out in the streets, they're showing their asses, they're doing something. But J6 prisoners are still in the gulag. Well, yeah, but they can't arrest us all. I mean, we have to do something, even if it was to go and camp out on Trump's lawn and say, okay, you want to see how big your army can fucking get? Let's see how many people we can fit in the state of damn Florida. I mean, there are, it just seems like there's
more
that we could be doing, but we're not as coordinated.
No,
we're not
as
together. And Brazil, I mean, they're out there in the streets every single day. Our Republicans who are out there working so that we can pay higher prices at your local stores because the blue states get to rob, steal, and loot. You know, they're going to make up those prices somehow. They're going to do it with the actual American people who are trying to work and keep their jobs and take care of their families. And those people don't seem to be willing to take the week off or to take the month off. I mean, our forefathers literally fought in the snow with no shoes in the middle of a smallpox epidemic and all these other things. And I think that we're just still too damn cushy here. We still feel too good. So maybe it's going to take not being able to heat your home and not being able to feed your family for some of these people to actually say, okay, I guess enough is enough.
You're absolutely right. I mean, one of the problems is that we have the trappings of comfort here in America, and a lot of people simply can't afford to take a day off or a week off or a month off, you know. But I mean, this is why every single time I'm on the air, you know, every one of us needs to determine how much time you can spend being active and getting out there and doing something to push this this war forward. And we got to win the battles. And I mean, it's going to be incremental, but to Garrett's point, putting pressure on the local and state law enforcement officials or representatives, the people in government of that area, I think that is going to be a lot more productive than perhaps just going after like a state senator or the U.S. senator or something like that, because they have a lot more people that they're going to be beholden to. But if you've got 10,000 people from a district that get a hold of somebody and say, hey, guess what? You know, these crimes were committed under your watch, under your nose, and here is all of the evidence. You know, I think that that would probably go pretty far.
Right. Well, then you can show that when they don't do anything, their corruption, et cetera, and you're still playing the hurry up and wait game. I want to know when the optics are going to be right for Trump to say, yeah, well, this may never have happened under me, but Putin's actually doing good things by taking out the bio labs, by stopping the sex trafficking, by stopping the baby factories and everything that we know that has come out of the Ukraine. So just if there is anything additional in your paperwork, and again, what does your average electrician, plumber, fire department, whatever, working their daily lives, who can't take the time off work, et cetera, what do you want them to do with the information other than spreading it? And I mean, like, I'm not in Delaware. I'm in Georgia. So do you have anything? Do you have like a state by state breakdown of this is what you need to push in these states? I mean, we know that there's a lot in Delaware. You said that there was the trafficking of the woman that got flown from California to Washington, D.C. and stuff. So that's a California or D.C. thing. Is there anything broken down into these are your different states and these are the people that you should be confronting to make it easier on the people going through the information?
Yes, there's two people in particular in Georgia that people should question and literally go find and demand answers from. Number one is the to-be mother-in-law of Sebastian Momtazi, who I mentioned earlier. He was Hunter's business colleague at Rosemont Seneca and actually handled all of the wire transfers from Burisma. His mother-in-law lives in Georgia. The ex-wife of the FBI agent who dismissed the Hunter Biden allegations. His name's Tim Tebow. You've probably seen and heard about
yes.
His ex-wife, Lisa Tebow, lives in Roswell. She actually runs a lifestyle magazine called, like, it's named Roswell. And I would go ask her. I've called all of these people to answer your question directly, and they will not talk. So maybe it means that they just need 50 people to bombard them. But there are people who
get somebody undercover with body cam, like Project Veritas style.
And there you go.
Coax out of them on an evening.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we're not as big as Project Veritas, but we've definitely had people try to catfish them. They just haven't engaged.
All right, Liana, we've got to bounce. So I need to say thank you so much for the quality questions. I really appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Much love.
Much love. Thank you so much. All right. I need to say thank you to TZ Burton over on Odyssey. And also thank you to Starwalker77, who said this has been a great interview. It's fire. I'm loving it. TZ said, thank you, Zach and Garrett. I've been looking at your website today. I don't need to see the Hunter Biden laptop section. The rest of the sections are amazing. Well, trust me, you're going to get there. And I think it'll be a big boost to your research portfolio. Let me say thank you to, let's see, Donna Bo Libby. Appreciate the cookie. Filter Dog One, thank you for the can. Mr. Spock, thank you for the cookie. Lou NV says, I sure hope Garrett has great security. We did read that one. Enrique Alvarado, remedy brings justice, accountability, information, a.k.a. pain. Janice 17, thank you for the can. Sean Joe says, what about the pictures of his niece and their correspondence? We did address that a little bit, but go ahead.
Well, no, I would. There's nothing I'm going to say is going to lay it out better than the report. We go through how Hunter downloaded or backed up his niece's iPhone to his laptop, which contained risque photos. Those photos had already been handed over to law enforcement. The question is whether they passed the 6-point federal district court DOS test of what constitutes child pornography. At the very least, to not assuage, but directly answer the questioner, there are multiple violations of mandated reporters. They were mandated to convey how his brother's widow's allegations to law enforcement. They didn't do it. Two of those people are therapists. That's what
I mean,
we know.
They could lose their license for that, couldn't they? I mean,
Diablo did not for that.
Okay.
Diablo already did lose his license. Tragically, he was sexually abusing his psychiatric patients and asking them to get his initials tattooed by their genitals.
Oh my God. Was he a Nexium guy?
No evidence of that has surfaced, but it would not surprise me. He had sex with like a lot of 20 something girls that would go see him for psychiatric care. It's disgusting. And he's a Republican.
Oof. Well, you know, at the end of the day, I think we've all discovered that, you know, party affiliation doesn't necessarily equate to like moral,
I'm not suggesting. I'm saying that Hunt weirdly went to a Republican psychiatrist. And so you think this guy would be like, you know, worked with Epstein at like Harvard lab, like some lab at Harvard. But no, it's just a Republican psychiatrist. Keith Ablo lives in Newburyport, Massachusetts.
I remember the name, sir. You know, I have to be honest. I'm not particularly shocked to learn that about Keith Ablo. I mean, people who are sexual abusers or people who molest others, they tend to run in the same circles. And, you know, people will have a cover in their own life to make it appear as if they aren't going to be engaging in such behavior. But at the same time, people who enjoy that stuff and you know, psychopaths and sociopaths,
they will put themselves in positions of power over others that they can victimize just so they have access to them. So, you know, I mean, one final question about Hunter and his relationship with his dad. You know, I think that most people believe that there was some type of abuse that Hunter went through as a child. You know, there's a part of me who sees Hunter Biden as a somewhat sympathetic character, because at one time in the past, he was an innocent child, and he must have had terrible things happen to him to make him turn out the way that he has. However, he has been unredeemed this entire time, and he doesn't appear to have any type of self-awareness about why he is the way he is or what he can do to ensure that the cycle of abuse doesn't continue. So on that alone, you know, Hunter's a lost cause for me. But any other insight that you were able to gather about Hunter and Joe's relationship from when he was a child, and perhaps why he might be acting out in the way that he is?
Well, Joe, it's a very good question. Joe always talks about how he commuted every day in the U.S., right? He rode the Amtrak back and forth 90 minutes each way. But Hunter tells it much differently. Yes, his dad commuted, but Hunter called himself and his brother communal property. They were raised by a group of people, his aunt, multiple people lived with them growing up. Bruce Saunders was Valerie Biden's first husband. He lived with them for a time until they got divorced. Then Valerie got married to Jack Owens, and she was still very involved with his life. So I think that communal property aspect of like not having a very kids when they're very young need guarded environments. They need repetition. My son loves going to bed at 8 a.m., right? Like that's good for them because their minds aren't fully developed and they need that predictability. I think Hunter, based on his own words, this is not my opinion, based on what he says is that they were communal property and that he always sought the opinion and approval of Jill. And he complains privately that Jill didn't like him and favored Beau. And he was always seeking Jill's approval. So I think there was some inadequacy there. The fact that Hunter grabs his genitals all the time and is so proud of his genitals points to the fact that he might have been fondled or let alone abused by someone. We have no evidence. My wife privately speculates that Jill's there's something wrong with Jill because of Ashley. Because Ashley says she took, in her own words, this is not my opinion, inappropriate showers with her father and got wiped until too late in the game, which I don't even know what it means because I don't have a daughter. But basically, Ashley, she privately wonders whether she was molested, and she says, I think so. And she said, I remember the Wolzak's house. So how am I – all that is to say is that there's an environment in Greenville, Delaware, which is a suburb of Wilmington, that Hunter says he was raised in a communal-like environment. His sister says she was highly sexualized at a young age. And what does this mean? This doesn't paint Joe as a dismissive father, or he's not just the dismissive father. This paints Joe as a father from hell, a totally horrible dad. I mean, Hunter and Ashley both have different moms, okay? Neelia's Hunter's mom, Jill's Ashley's mom. They're both complete wrecks. Mm-hmm. What does that say about Joe? If you have one stray kid, maybe you could chalk it up to teenage rebellion. Mm-hmm. But there's two children of his that are a complete disaster.
Yep.
And that shows me that Joe is absent. Joe was a terrible dad, and that the woman that he brought into Hunter's life didn't treat him fairly because she said, in his own words, that she loved Beau. She just tolerated Hunter, and Hunter played the bad boy. Beau is not innocent. He just happened to die young. But Beau was corrupt as well. He gave a probation deal to a DuPont heir who admitted and that he raped his 3-year-old daughter.
He served
zero time in jail. So I'm not going to talk about Beau a lot other than to say there's no evidence that Beau was above the Biden family grift. There's all the evidence in the world that he was just the goody two shoes in public. And in private, he was the self-wheeling heir of Joe. And Joe, he was his favorite kid. Yeah. Joe loved Beau. Hunter was that everybody got money from.
Of course, the mystique, like the legend of Bo, just rings even larger because he's gone, and everybody, all they can remember is all the good stuff. And you know, why can't you be more like your brother, Hunter? It's got to be a horrible position to be in. But
hey, we're going to find repentance. Hopefully, if there's shame in Hunter's heart, we're going to keep chiseling. We're going to get him to shame, because only through shame can we get some repentance out of him.
Amen. Amen. All right. Final thank yous over here on the Foxhole. Justy says, Garrett, do you have a prediction on November 8th? What are your general feelings about what we're going to see on November 8th?
I think they'll try every. I don't have many predictions. One prediction I have is I think that they're going to try everything in the world they can do to steal Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that they. I don't even like Mehmet Oz. I certainly like him more than.
Well, between the two. there's no choice.
Literal Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That guy can't say four syllable words right now.
No.
He's a stroke victim. He can't even talk.
Yeah, it's abuse, I think. The fact that they're putting him out there and making him get on the campaign trail.
My wife compared Gisele Fetterman to Jill. Like, just bringing out their old.
Oh, the comparisons are very apt.
They want so much power. The women, these women are satanic as well. The wives behind these guys are not innocent. And so I think they're going to do everything they can to steal Pennsylvania. That is my only prediction.
Okay.
Because I've been focused on this.
I agree with you.
I did my job with regard to the election of 2020.
Yeah.
And I did everything I could. I was one of the half dozen people in the White House to not be worrying about what I was going to do next.
Yeah.
I was talking to you. You know all that.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We were there. Boots on the ground.
Jade Sacker. I had to say her name one time in this interview. Jade Sacker is still out there, has not been arrested. Apparently an FBI informant. She was going to create a documentary about January 6th. Her dad looks like an orc, like a character from a Tolkien novel. She is a terrible person. She needs to be held to account. Jade Sacker.
Wasn't that the one that was working for CNN and went inside with John Sullivan?
She was inside with John Sullivan. Yeah. She was a former photography contractor to NPR.
Okay.
And she said, I'll give you your hug now. We did it. And John was like, isn't this going to be the best film you've ever made in your entire life?
Yeah.
And she's like, wait, you're not recording, are you?
Yeah.
And so what we did was we scrubbed that very first video from Sullivan. And then the one he uploaded 3 hours after cut out that part with Jade Sacker. You can thank Sean Smith for that.
Yep.
He scrubbed that video.
Sean, I have you talked to Sean recently? Oh, I haven't spoken to him in such a long time.
Yeah, I talked to him within the last week. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's great. Sean, if you're out there and you're watching, give me a call, man. I'd love to talk to you again. It's been too long. And then finally, Just Josie said, number three professional. I don't know what that's referring to, but let's just say that the interview was professional. One final question for you, and then I want to get your final thoughts. As we approach the 2022 midterms and 2024 is right around the corner, any possibility of you taking a new position in the White House?
Not in the White House. If I ever moved back to Washington, it would be either to go to the DOJ or the ODNI.
Okay.
Those places.
You could have more of an impact there.
For me, yes, at this stage of my life and what I've learned in the last 2 years, if we don't get the intel agencies, if we don't wrap them in a bed sheet and strangle them and
drown them in the river.
Yeah. The CIA.
That's like my number one wish list right there, Garrett. Like, we need to abolish the CIA. Fifth column, out of here.
It's terrible. Whatever intel collection they do right now, we can supplement it through the military. They should really hate me. If there is one institution that should absolutely fear me, it is the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, because I will claw and scrape my way into that office, and I will do things that piss them off. It's a mess. They started the whole Russian collusion hoax. Mm-hmm. We are going to depose Sean Hannity. There's no evidence that Russians hacked the DNC. We are going to depose Sean Bridges, Rod Rosenstein, all of these figures who had a handle in the Russian collusion hoax.
Mm-hmm.
It all came from the intel community, and Trump didn't have good people. I love President Trump, but he needed better people.
Oh, I've always thought the same thing, you know, I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, what kind of a pool does he have to draw from? I mean,
well, that's what I've been working on.
Yeah,
I've created a list of people that should go in certain positions.
Good.
And that's my value add. I can't code. I don't know energy policy, but I'm a very good gauge of people, and I can pick who, you know what, more than who should go where, I will be able to provide a list to the a new administration on who the hell not to have.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. That's a great start. Great start. All right. So, Garrett, finally, let me just say thank you one more time for being here. I look forward to continuing to dive through the report. But I want to get your final thoughts. What do you want the audience to take away most from our conversation?
The report is a historical document. There's been no corrections, and it's been on the line online for 2 weeks about the content of the report. We did this in a very deliberate manner. I worked with private investigators, lawyers, an accountant, a graphics person, somebody with military experience. It was a professional thing. I'm just the face of it. And so they need to know that they're reading a document that has been proofread to the hilt. It's been picked through by dozens of people. And if there's a mistake, they need to contact me and we will amend it immediately. Other than that, I stand by it. It's a historical document. I think it's going to be read in 100 years. And that's number one. Number two is we focus just on the crimes. There's a small degeneracy subsection in the end note section. But other than that, somebody can't say that, oh, this is the right wing focused on Hunter Biden's penis again. No. We talk about crimes, sex trafficking, solicitation, online escort sites, drug dealing. Hunter wasn't just consuming coke. He was dealing it. We have direct evidence of that. We put the pictures of the drug dealers. Hunter dealt crack with a convicted child molester in the state of Delaware. We put his mugshot up there.
Wow.
So if they have ever seen a more thorough digital colonoscopy on a sitting U.S. First Family, I'd like to see it. That would be my thought. That would be my final thought.
All right. Excellent. Now, I saw a quote from you earlier that I thought was brilliant. I lost it. It was in a meme. Somebody posted a meme of you on Gab that said, we have bitten into...
That was on True Social. I said that in a private conversation with the big volunteer group that I have. It's about 40 people. And there's a graphics person in that group named Kelsey. I love her. And she just... I didn't plan that quote or that meme at all. Like Marco Polo didn't put that on our website, but she went and made that graphic. And my friend in Marco Polo posted that on his True Social, and I didn't see it until like a day ago because I didn't know he had True Social because he doesn't tweet and he doesn't make any posts. So yeah, that was a quote I had in a private phone conversation. And it really is. I went whale watching one time off the coast of Mexico with my parents, and they're incredible creatures. But one thing I noticed is, you know, with the poaching, their meat is like sought after. Most people don't realize you can eat whale. And that's what I think of when I think of the Bidens, just so much whale blubber of human corruption. And I have just taken my fangs and tried to bite into it more than any other person. And I'm hanging on and they're like slashing around and I'm going to try to hang on as long as I can.
Good stuff. I absolutely love it. All right. So thank you again for being here. Thank you to everybody out there in the audience. I'll be back tonight at 9 p.m. with the legendary G. Edward Griffin. So don't miss it. Be here at 9 p.m. Links are going out here shortly. And Garrett, you are always welcome back on the show. And I look forward to continuing to foster this relationship.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you as well, sir.